bonus Speedy Rewards points.
The community has been phenomenal in their outpouring of love and support for the caregivers of Mount Carmel. They are putting themselves at risk. They're putting their families at risk. They are extending themselves in ways that really they probably didn't anticipate when they got into a healthcare organization. And on behalf of our team, I am very grateful to the community for that support. I'm Lorraine Lutton, and I'm the new CEO at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn a competitive wage and start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Go to amazon.com/Columbus Jobs. That's amazon.com/Columbus Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. Cleveland Indians continue their series with Minnesota tonight at Progressive Field. Jose Berrios pitching for the Twins. Mike Clevinger gets his first start for the Indians since the problems occurred with his violating the team's coronavirus limitations. Cleveland trails Minnesota by a game and a half in the AL Central going into the game tonight. Cincinnati Reds now with a four-game losing streak to try and shake as they continue in Milwaukee against the Brewers tonight. Sonny Gray pitching for the Reds. Adrian Hauser for the Brewers. With North Carolina State halting football practice due to a spike of coronavirus cases, their scheduled season opener, September 12th against Virginia Tech, has been pushed back 2 weeks to September 26th. The NBA's Indiana Pacers have fired head coach Nate McMillan following their elimination from the playoffs. Phil Mickelson wins the Charles Schwab Series at Ozark National in Missouri, his Champions Tour debut at 22 under par. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time to take a dip in the pool of stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
First of all, you're not buying a $75 pie. You're paying for an airline ticket for this pie.
True enough. I forgot. All the planes you get on now, it's like there's two people with masks and gloves on and just pies. I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to stop smoking. And it's just a key lime pie sitting there like, what? Excuse you don't know what I'm seeing.
Shut up. I'm going to see T-Bone.
Featuring Panama Ted, Leanna Ray on traffic.
You know I hate you guys, right?
And all the weird sounds the internet has ever made.
Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day.
The only one I've ever met that can handle my junk.
Stuff flaps all over the place.
Does that make any sense to you?
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. No Common Man today. Timmy Hall back again, pulling double duty. What's up, Timmy?
You guys, Bone, Panama Ted, it's good to be on the show once again. Having a good day?
I don't know if that's the greasy food I've eaten for 38 years or what, but I just had a heart palpitation because you took a second longer than I think was appropriate. You waited just a hair long enough to make my heart skip a beat.
Connection?
Because I thought you were gone. I thought, oh no, I lost Tim. Well, it's me and Ted for 3 hours. Tim's just dead. He just dropped dead right there. You gave me a panic attack for a second. So good.
All right, you do hear me because you're sort of freaking me out. Just with the way that you're talking right now, I'm not even sure if you can hear me.
No,
so,
I can.
Shows from home.
Yeah. For people who don't know, I mean, we barely talk about this anymore because it's been this way. But I think it was March 18th is when we all came home, or right around that part of March. You, Tim, myself, our morning show that we have now, Morning Juice, which you should listen to every morning, 6 to 9 a.m. We have got Beamer on that show. We've got Bobby Carpenter on that show, Schlegel on that show. Everyone's at home. Everyone is at a place that is not the radio station. The only one who has been going into the radio station has been the Common Man, and that has been just a more recent thing. But everyone else who is on the air, not talking about our producers, we've all been at home. So there are moments where you start talking and you think, hope that other person is there because I can't see them.
Yeah.
I assume they're there, but that's how we've been doing the radio shows for the last 6 months. And I got to be honest, it's pretty weird. I'm used to it now, but it's still weird to know that at any moment, like, who knows? Tim's wife could come in and say, like, the house is on fire. And he could be like, oh, and just, like, get up and take his, and just run away. And I wouldn't know. Yeah. It's not like I would have a visual confirmation of that. I would just have to keep talking. So every once in a while, when there's a pause that's longer than I think it should be, causes the old heart to flutter a little bit, and I get worried. So that's
the good news is the technical issues are just slightly more common than the fire burning down your house issues. That's the big one that comes at the end. But I've had it only a few times. That's the shocking thing. That's how amazing things are in 2020 with tech, that we can have our engineers do such a good job and set this stuff up for an entire radio station. It really is remarkable. I mean, I can count on one hand the number of times where I've had a, you know, connection issue where I had to drop off for more than a minute. And, you know, I've always been doing the show with at least one other person. So whether it was Beamer or whoever that day, you could at least carry it to get to the next commercial break. But it's been awesome. But it's like you said, there's things that are cool about working from home. I'm not going to lie. Like, it makes family things a whole lot easier, especially now with e-learning. You might have seen me posting the other morning, and that's all I'm doing. I go to Twitter for my frustration because you have to be so patient with the people that work at the schools and the teachers. They cannot control the technical issues with the iPads and logins and passwords, but it makes it easier if you're here with your kids. And with me working mostly in the afternoon, I can wake up and help them with that stuff. But man, for doing shows with you guys, I really cannot wait to get back to being in the same room. I don't know how to explain how much I desire to do that, to be doing the talk shows while I'm in the same room as my partner. Just that little bit of eye contact to help for the chemistry, I think, goes such a long way.
That's right. Well, there's lots to get to today. We've got more stuff from the OSU football parents who are making their voices heard, and I think that's a very interesting dynamic that certainly merits talking about. We've got a really bizarre story with a Bengals player that we're going to get to later this hour. We've got on campus. We have got a game show today. What's the game going to be today, Tim? Because you're in charge of that, not me.
Yeah. Well, there's two fun things today. We've got the game show, which you will love. I've loved putting it together. Panama Teb will like it. All of our listeners will. Real or fake hamburgers? And basically what I'm going to quiz you on is, like, you're used to, you know, the real or the fake version of this game show. I'm going to try to trick you or come up with some fake burger names. You're going to have to listen carefully. I'll use famous chains from around the country. You're going to have to get the exact wording or title of a hamburger or cheeseburger. And the study hall at 4 is Mountain Dew, because that's the craze of the middle of the week. I'm holding the last a couple of fingers of my Baja Blast right now, Bone. And I had it. I had a little Taco Bell. And I'll tell you, I'm a fan. I don't know why I was hesitant to try it through the years, but I'm a fan of Baja Blast. So we'll look at Mountain Dew at 4.
So you love Baja Blast so much now that it caused you to do a whole Bone of Education study hall edition on Mountain Dew.
That's absolutely. Yeah,
I think I've been getting tweets from people who say they're trying it because of our conversation yesterday. So I'm surprised so many people haven't tried it. But I as well have a Baja Blast sitting in front of me because
you do.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because I couldn't talk about it all day yesterday and not go get some. So yeah, this
store
that went out for lunch. I got no lunch. That was a Taco Bell lunch.
You too.
Yeah.
Taco Bell bros. All right.
I enjoyed seeing your first experience. You can go at 971 the fan. You can see Timmy's video of him and his son Jack trying Baja Blast for the first time. So there you go. If you want to check that out, you can join the fast
food
culture.
That's my future. Food reviews.
Yeah.
That's it. Drive through reviews.
I actually texted with Common Man this morning because I saw that his boy, Lucas Giolito, for the White Sox, tossed a no-no yesterday against the Pirates. No-hitter for Lucas Giolito. He is 26 years old. This is, I think, his third or fourth season up there with the White Sox. But, yeah, I mean, like, an all-star last year, his name was in the top 10 for the Cy Young voting. I mean, he's a good pitcher, obviously,
good pitcher
in Major League Baseball.
Really good.
But, you know, he took it to another level yesterday, getting the no-hitter. And I found it interesting because the final out of the game, Eric Gonzalez hit this line drive that, if you didn't see it, I mean, it was snagged by Adam
right
Engel.
Field. Yeah.
Yeah. Adam Engel got it for him. But it was, they said, I guess, statistically, it had an 85% chance of dropping in for a hit. and didn't. So yeah, that was the final hits,
just right at an outfielder, right? Hit it well, can't hit it any better, but it's just right at the guy.
Yeah. So you're in that win, you earned that no hitter. But I messaged Common Man to say, all right, this is your guy. You're not in the air today, but what are you feeling? What are you thinking? And he's like, yeah, I flipped it on in the ninth. I don't know. It's tough to feel anything for this baseball, like this baseball season, because he is still so down about how it's 7-inning doubleheaders and 60 games and such a weird year. And I can't blame him for that. I thought maybe this would shake him out of that a little bit, getting to see his team, which is playing pretty well. They got hitters everywhere now. He's got a no-hitter just now from his pitcher.
And they're good? The Sox are good?
That's what I'm saying. Like, 12? They're a frisky team. That's what I would call them. I would say they're frisky. I'm not saying they're there yet. They're not proving yet. They've got a long way to go in that regard, but they're exciting. They're an exciting young team, and I thought maybe that would get him going, but so far, not as much. Not quite the enthusiasm I was thinking I would get out of that, but maybe he'll start. Maybe he'll watch him a little more. I don't know.
But the cooler thing, as we were talking, that he told you was not so much about baseball, but he and I, we both love Seinfeld, and we have given each other, you know, Seinfeld lines throughout our years as friends. And he mentioned that Lucas Giolito's grandfather is a guy by the name of Warren Frost. Seinfeld fans will know him very well. He is Susan's father. So he's the dude that cherishes the cabin. He had an affair with a dude throughout the history of the show where, like, he saved all the letters and kept them in a lockbox in the cabin. His family found him. He was all pissed off about it. But Warren Frost, Susan Ross's dad, Mr. Ross, he's the guy. It reminded me, I think, Bone, we had a Buckeye football game. In the last 4 or 5 years, it was against Indiana. Do you remember the quarterback, Xander Diamant?
Oh, yes, I absolutely do. Yes.
It was one of the games where Ohio State almost got pinched. I think they were within a touchdown at the end of that game, and it was an interception in the end zone, I think, for the Bucs that sealed it. His stepmom was also in Seinfeld. She was in a famous episode as one of Jerry's girlfriends. So that's like the second Seinfeld connection that I've gotten here at the radio station since doing these shows.
Well, and then you've got, this one, which is, no one really talks about this one, but there's a prominent Mets fan who has a connection to Seinfeld. His name is Jerry Seinfeld, and I think we should bring him up more often.
Yes, there's Keith Hernandez, too, who's got the Mets connection. It's still very much involved.
So good night for Lucas Giolito. I'm sure not a ton of Indians fans thrilled to see that, but this is the part that to me was intriguing about it was we have had almost no normalcy this year. This sports year is so freaking weird because of the pandemic and everything else going on, which we've talked about ad nauseum. But whenever you see something like no hitter or last night in the NBA, the playoffs were great again. The Jazz Nuggets series is going to be an all-timer, I think. Some of these games have just been great players throwing haymakers. But when you have games like that or a performance like what you saw from Jamal Murray yesterday, like you are suddenly seeing guys come into a zone that makes you forget about all the other crap going on. You know, Lucas Giolito, he threw a no-hitter in front of no fans, but he did throw a no-hitter. And that gets you out of the mindset of being in a pandemic. Some of the other plays we have seen coming back with hockey and basketball and other sports coming online, that's getting me out of the mindset of thinking, oh yeah, we're in a pandemic. It's getting me to remember we're watching sports. And that is truly the part of sports that we all look forward to, is it kind of takes us out of our day to day. And that last night was one of those moments.
You know, you mentioned Jamal Murray, and I wasn't watching it at the time, and on your Twitter account, you posted that clip of him with the, you know, sprinting from outside the dotted line, 360 reverse lay-in. It was one of the niftiest, most Jordan-esque. Jordan didn't
It felt like that AC Green trying to block him when he's driving the lane against the Lakers
up and
he switches hands. Yeah, it felt like that, watching it in slow motion.
I'm gonna have to look it up now, because there's a Jordan clip, not shocking, is my favorite basketball highlight of all time. I don't know if you had that VHS that was Michael Jordan's playground. It was a steal against the Pistons. And I don't know who was even doing the broadcasting back then, if these were local WGN guys or if it was a national team on the clip, but he steals the ball as he's jumping out of bounds on the near side court, and then he rushes back towards the hoop. It's like a give and go as he saves a steal. And he jumps up, he takes body contact, and does a reverse and lays it in backwards. You know the play I'm talking about?
Yes,
and the broadcasters
yes.
are just like, no! It's
oh, that
like,
was that was me last
reaction
night.
To it.
Watching Jamal Murray.
Right.
Well,
this was insane.
Yeah, it is. And him and Donovan Mitchell, who plays for the Jazz, if you're not watching the series, game six will be, I think, tomorrow or Friday night, but you need to watch that series because Donovan Mitchell, in a losing effort, still, I think, went for 30, but he had a dunk where he just took it from about halfway down the lane. He took off and dunked on, I think he dunked on the Joker.
Was it Jokic?
Jokic, yeah, but it, like
how good is he?
Oh no! It was MPJ. It was Michael Porter Jr. who came over to try to help. And Michael Porter Jr. is a much bigger player. And Donovan Mitchell said, "Nope, I'm putting this right on your forehead." And it was in a losing effort. It was a great game. So I recommend that series. Check it out. Take a break when we come back. The parents for OSU are making their voice heard for the Big Ten. They've got some interesting things to say. We'll talk about that next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident on Elm Creek Drive south of Livingston Avenue. This is an injury crash on the freeway ramps. Please be extra cautious over here as traffic begins to build. Plan on some heavy slowdowns and watch out for delays in this area for quite some time. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic brought to you by Paneltown and Floors. Their experienced staff, unparalleled customer focus, extensive knowledge, and unmatched selection will take your flooring visions to reality. Paneltown.com.
It's easy to get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. At Meijer, buy five, save five is back. Mix or match five items from across the store and save $5 instantly. Get Coca-Cola or Pepsi 24 packs for only $5.49 plus deposit where applicable. And Breyers 48-ounce ice cream for just $2.50. Plus, get all the deals delivered with Meijer Home Delivery at Meijer.com. Some exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Now at Panera Bread, get a You Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a You Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. You've got to check out Kinetico's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration going on August 27th through the 29th at their location in Canal Winchester. Tons of great deals on Kinetico products. Plus, you can enter to win a Kinetico leak detection system, a Blue Jackets prize package, free water testing to see if your water's got the funk in it, and a whole lot more. You can also win prizes by going to 971thefan.com. It's the Kinetico 50th Anniversary Customer Savings Celebration. Find out more at KineticoColumbus.com.
It's Honda Summer Clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2020 Honda Civic today for $189 a month for 36 months with $2599 due at lease signing. Civic, the best-selling compact car over the past decade for just $189 a month. Don't miss Honda's Summer Clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn a competitive wage and start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Go to Amazon.com/Columbus Jobs. That's Amazon.com/Columbus Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Anthony Rothman and Matty Ice, both of them love the Buckeyes. Their favorite NFL teams wear purple. They're basically the same, except they're really not. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
Jenny here from Kia. letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time, you can lease a specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX for $169 a month for 24 months with $500 bonus cash applied to our down payment. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. New 2020 Sportage LX 2.4-liter ATFWD 25110 MSRP. MSRP excludes taxes, title, license fees, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices may vary. These from Kia Motors Finance, KMF, and approved credit. Offer includes $500 VIN-specific lease bonus cash on specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX FWD vehicles. Quantities are limited. $3,960 due at signing without $500 VIN-specific bonus cash applied as down payment. Lease offer may not be combined with other KMF offers. Subject to dealer participation. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranties are limited powertrain warranties. See retailer for warranty details.
At Fifth Third Bank, we're working hard to make banking a Fifth Third better with Fifth Third free checking.
Free checking sounds good.
Well, our bank has free checking, too. Just gonna need you to jump through these flaming hoops.
Nobody should have to jump through hoops for their money. That's why we have no monthly service fees, no balance requirements, no hoops.
No hoops is way better.
Fifth Third free checking. This is banking a Fifth Third better.
Only available in select markets. Account must be funded within 45 days of account opening. Service fees may apply. Fifth Third Bank 2020 National Association. Member FDIC.
Changing laws can't change our hearts, and hate won't leave unless we make it. This divide is real, and you might feel hopeless to overtake it. Our history's cold, and our future's unknown and incomplete. But we could fight today to make the pain of our past not repeat. Wherever you are, be that change you feel that you don't see enough of. Your household, friends, job, or school could grow through your life. We need tough love, need kindness and care, conversations to understand each other, patience for these wounds, and day-by-day actions to love our brothers. Help our sisters of all races to connect and not dismiss, and be that country we're supposed to be, where each life can exist, and it's through you to call out hatred, teach the weak, and shield the pain. No matter who you are, be the change.
Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Better get Mako.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. We've got Bone of Education Study Hall Edition coming up top of the 4 o'clock hour on campus. Later on, 4 o'clock hour, 4:48. And a game show. We're going to learn about hamburgers. So this is all coming up really good for me. I like hamburgers. I like game shows. I like Bone of Education. I like when I don't have to do it. Timmy Hall is here filling in for Common Man. So
right.
Makes
it's like
it even better that he's doing
off
it.
For you. Yeah. I'm getting to find out that Wednesday is not the day to fill in on Man and Bone. Because that's when you carry the load.
No, this is true behind the scenes stuff. If people don't know this, like Mike will usually on Wednesdays remind me at some point to say, oh, yeah, game show today. And I'll go, like,
crap.
I just, because it's like, by that point, I've done Bone of Education. I've found some other stories to talk about. I've got an idea of where the show's headed. And then it's like, all right, we're about 1:15, 1:30. I think I got most of the stuff done I need for the show. And then he's like, come up with a game show. And it's like, all right. I don't know why I always forget that on Wednesdays. But yeah, so I was glad today I didn't have to. You actually volunteered to do it. So that was good.
I had a couple of tracks that my mind was on, and I'm just curious if we could see the breakdown of the percentage of game shows that are about food or beverage. What would you think?
It's at least 75%. Yeah, I was gonna say at least 50%, maybe
at least
higher
half
than that. Yeah, so that'll be good. I'm looking forward
to it. And another
one. Yeah, keep it going. So this is the story today is that a group of Big Ten parents have unified and written a letter to the Big Ten to say that they want to have more answers from Kevin Warren. This is from the parents of Ohio State football players, which I think it should be noted, this FPAOS family unit, this FPAOS underscore board on Twitter, if you want to follow them, that is the Family Parents Association of Ohio State. They were a thing before all this. This was not something that just came up because of the situation that has just occurred where the football season got canceled and the parents are not happy about it. This has been around. But they joined with 11 of the 14 parent groups that are in the Big Ten and said, here's a letter that we want to send to Kevin Warren. And in this letter, if you go read it, it's very reasonable. The concerns are, why were they not told? What's happening? Why do we not have the info? And how do you plan to keep parents in the loop going forward about decisions that are being made about their kids? You know, they've sent these kids to these schools. They would like to feel like they've got some say in what's happening. I don't know if they'll ever get that, but I do think it's not an unreasonable request to say, if you're going to cancel the football season, you should give us some reasons why. And that's what they're asking for here.
Yeah, and if you look at another part, Beam, did I just call you Beam? I certainly
all right.
did.
Yeah. It's okay. Bone, Beam, it's all right. It's fine.
Bone and Beam United. Check out the podcast. Those boys talk soccer, and they do a good job.
Thank you.
No, part of what they were saying, Bone, is that we understand that this is an unprecedented time. It's a pandemic, and we know it requires some careful consideration. There's a quote in here that says, that said, it's extremely frustrating that the Big Ten has failed to properly communicate in a transparent manner. Our intention at this point is to provide a pathway forward to a successful 2020 Big Ten football season. And, you know, there was also another line in there where one of the parents says, like, we kind of get it. We understand that it's lost. Like, we can't salvage the fall season, but what we can do is hope to get some answers and some clarity as to what's going to go on with the winter / spring season. So I think they understand now that we might be at a wash for fall football, as much as that sucks, but they want to do whatever they can so they can fix that, so we don't have the same closed door process going forward whenever the time comes that we're going to play, whether it's this spring or next summer. Hopefully we can at least feel a little bit more excited, like we're going to have our next fall season, because even if we see a schedule and we get ready for it, do not even deny how nervous you're going to be until we actually start checking off games on a real season, because we've now seen it. We've seen colorful schedules and dates and graphics and lots of exciting things thrown out on social media and then ripped away only a week later. So hopefully we get past that.
Yeah, I would hope so too. I think this brings up another good thing to consider, which is, like I said, this parents group has been around before the you know, situation that we've just gone through with the Big Ten canceling the football season. I think it is time for the conference, and really for college football and college basketball. I do think the players should have a voice. I think it's odd that the parents are the ones leading the charge on this, but I get it. The parents have a lot more of an understanding as an adult of how things go. But the players have said for years, we would like to have a voice in various things. Like, players union was a thing that Northwestern players tried to do, and that all got shot down. But I don't think it's a wrong instance to say. I think these parents have finally come to the realization, and maybe more and more college players will do this too, that it is important to have a voice in this, because for years, college football decisions and college sports decisions have been made without any input from you, because you're not an employee, you're not a stakeholder in that way, you're not someone who's a seat at a table. And I think that's something that's been kind of brushed under the rug here that needs to be talked about. Whatever happens with the football season, whether SEC, ACC play these games or not, all the players in college football do need to have some representation at the table when there are decisions made about not just whether or not they're going to play, but what about name, image, and license, which I know is now coming and we're going to do that. But how long did that take? How long did it take to get, hey, yeah, you can get a stipend that covers the things that college doesn't pay for and your scholarship doesn't pay for? How long did that take? These are the things that players do need a voice in. And unfortunately, because you only have players in a situation for 4 or 5 years at the most, most of them don't have time. By the time they realize they should be at the table talking about this, they're out. And I think it's good for the parents to kind of have this conversation, and hopefully that will spur on the Big Ten to have to listen more to what their players are saying through the families, because it is not right that you recruit these families, you tell these parents that they are important in this and that they have a seat at the table, and that, you know, the coaches all sit in the living rooms and tell the parents how much they matter. And then when it comes time to make a big decision like this, players' voices aren't heard, parents' voices aren't heard. I do agree with that sentiment, even if I didn't think this would change anything. I think it's good to keep this going, and I hope this hashtag fight movement doesn't just end when we play football again. I hope it continues beyond all that. Coming up next, we got a really bizarre story involving a current Bengals player. We'll tell you about that when we come back. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find that injury crash on the freeway ramps of Elm Creek Drive south of Livingston Avenue. That crash has cleared. All lanes are open, but traffic is still slow as it recovers in that area. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute backup in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Jermaine Lexus of Dublin and Easton. School is back, whatever that means, and maybe that means shuffling the kiddos back and forth to plenty of socially distanced activities. And maybe after your staycation this summer, you realize it's time for a new ride. Let my friends at Jermaine Lexus make that dream a reality. Deal time during the Golden Opportunity Sales Event at Jermaine Lexus. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus make no payments for 90 days on all 2020 Lexus vehicles, and make no payments for 90 days on L-certified vehicle purchases. Get to Jermaine Lexus or get started at JermaineLexus.com. Financing on limited term with approved credit. Not all buyers will qualify. $1,388 per thousand financed. No security deposit. Ends 8/31/20. I've been endorsing the Jermaine brand for a long time, and it's because it's a true family-run business who do their best to earn your business every single time. Jermaine Lexus, two locations to serve you, Dublin and Easton. Check out their inventory online, JermaineLexus.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now you can save on large whole seedless watermelons. They're a crowd favorite and on sale for just $2.88 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Buying new windows and doors for your home is something you want to do only once. Bobby Carpenter here for your local Pella Windows and Doors. When you choose Pella, you know you're getting superior products, whether it's their number one wood-rated windows and patio doors or their vinyl series that are 83% stronger than ordinary vinyl products. Plus, Pella has a great sale going on right now. 50% off installation or take advantage of 48 months no-interest financing. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaColumbus.com.
Big news. The Fan is live and local in the morning. It's time for some morning juice with Beamer, Carpenter, and Schlags. The fun starts weekdays at 6. For all 11 of you upset about losing syndicated mornings, we sincerely apologize. The Fan.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste, but we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches. And our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic cod.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
Why is Culver such a treat for so many families? Here's a hint. This treat is thick and creamy, and everyone can get it any way they like. Our fresh, frozen custard. We craft it in small batches throughout the day to make our guests stay, using fresh dairy from America's family farms. Shakes, cones, sundaes, concrete mixers, flavor of the day. Oh, and the toppings.
Who says you can't please everyone? There's more than one way to dessert at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dentist to actually believe you?
And you're flossing every day.
Absolutely.
Great. And you're cutting down on your sweets?
Of course.
Wonderful. Then I don't even need to look in there.
Great. See you in 6 months.
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I had extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you consider yourself a Buckeye fan, you've come to the right place. This is your Heritage Sports Talker and home of Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. Timmy Hall in for Common Man today. Bone of Education coming up 4 o'clock. On campus, 4:48, game show, 5 o'clock hour. So, Timmy, this story about Mackenzie Alexander with the Bengals, their corner who left the team on Tuesday and then was arrested on one count of battery. You know, initially you hear this and you say, man, you just hate to hear about something happening with a player or anyone where they turn to violence and you think, man, you might be throwing your career away. Because of
right, like what's
some
going
altercation,
on here?
Something.
What are we doing?
Yeah, that's not good. It's not good anyway on a human level. It's not good on a sports level. But then you read this story, and I know you brought this to my attention, so I'll let you kind of tell the people about it. But it's something. This looks like there's a lot more going on here than your average story that we hear in sports about someone getting arrested for some kind of assault or something like that.
And let's just say that this was someone, he was signing a one-year deal with Cincy, but if you look at the back end of the Bengals defense, I think there was some hope that maybe he could have a resurgence in his career. This guy was a second-round draft pick for the Minnesota Vikings, so he played on some really good defenses there, and he was a first-team All-ACC guy back when he was in college. He's a Clemson dude, all right? So he's got that Clemson pedigree. So maybe there was some hope here. Maybe there still is. That's the point you also want to make. But so Alexander, when I open up this story, and this all happened so fast. Like, I'm not staying, like, up to the second with the ins and outs of Bengals camp. So it was at first he left, and he went to go looking for his dad. And you're like, okay, I don't know what's up there, but I hope everything is good. And then all of a sudden you're reading about the arrest. And so the ESPN story, he leaves the team on Tuesday. His father was reported missing, and then he
down
was arrested
Florida.
down in Florida.
Florida's where his dad is, yeah.
Yep, and he was arrested in Florida on one count of battery. So, and he was in custody as of this morning. I don't know if he's since gotten out, but the report says that Alexander and another man, Evans Clement, arrived with law enforcement. All right, so they were talking to police, I guess, to find out what had happened to his dad. So, picture the two men with police, and they go to the home of they're calling him the victim, to discuss an incident that had transpired the day prior. And it says, after the law enforcement officer left, Alexander and Clement attempted to get some information about the incident. And when the man would not get into their car, I guess they were requesting that he got into the car to talk about it, Clement held the man down, and Alexander allegedly hit the man in the face, which caused minor injuries. So, okay, that's what we're dealing with. That's a no-no. You don't want to punch a guy in the face, but if you could understand maybe the mental place and the anxiety that Mackenzie Alexander is dealing with, apparently he and this guy went on, and I don't think I've ever heard this in my life, a berry picking trip. That's how it was described. His dad and this man went on a berry picking trip in a prairie.
Number one, I don't want to disparage any great berry picking opportunities, because berry picking can be a lot of fun.
That crowd. Yeah.
I mean, all right.
I'll offend the apple picking community, but not the berry picking community.
Yeah, I've never gone.
I'm not doing apple picking ever again.
We did take our kids to go like to a strawberry farm once and pick strawberries.
Sure.
And, you know, you take them in, you get them right from the plant, you take them in, they weigh them, and you leave. So I don't know if this was like a formal place that you would go, like a
it doesn't
like a,
sound like it,
right? It sounds like more
lost.
It says that so Mackenzie Alexander's dad's name is Jean Audney Alexander, and he was apparently seen traveling with this guy in Okeechobee County picking berries in a prairie.
Yeah,
and then the two of them went out, and only one came back. So
two men enter, one man leave.
Right.
What happened?
It makes you certainly. I can understand how if this is your father and he goes out to do something with a friend, and then the friend comes back and is like, I don't know what happened to him, and it's like, you don't know what happened to my dad. You were the last one that was seen with him, and he's now disappeared.
This is so weird.
Right. I can totally understand. I can understand in the moment how Mackenzie Alexander would be frustrated. I don't know. Like I said, we don't know the details. Perhaps this man is saying, yeah, I saw him. We came back into town and then I left him at his house and I don't know what happened. And, you know, maybe he is saying that, like, yeah, I'm concerned too. I don't know where he is, but it's not my fault. His dad is 65 years old. So I don't know if there's any underlying health issues. Like if his dad has some other thing going on, or maybe, you know, I don't want to speculate that like dementia is involved,
but
you could see a scenario where two friends go do something. They don't have anything actually happen that causes a crime. And then one man leaves the other one. And that man, if he is not fully with his, you know, capabilities or whatever, maybe then wanders off. And that's the concern. That may not be the case. It doesn't sound like I don't know, man. He shows up and beats up the guy who last saw his dad. It makes you wonder if he is concerned about the whereabouts of his dad, because they still don't know where his dad is. That's the part of this story that is really scary, is despite him getting arrested, Mackenzie Alexander, his dad's still not found. They don't know what happened to him.
Right. So, I mean, just as anyone, Bone, is innocent until proven guilty, you cannot tell me that this one man who is with him doesn't have to be, you know, isn't going to be questioned,
of course,
by police,
right,
at the very least. He must be questioned. He's the only one. Maybe he didn't do anything wrong, like you said, but there's a part in the article, and it's not necessarily from the police report, but ESPN had a copy of the police report, and then they penned the article around it, so I'll take that. It says that Alexander was left behind. It says those key words. It doesn't say that, it was reportedly, you know, he was left at his home, and then after that, his whereabouts, nobody knows. It says Alexander, 65 years old, was left behind by the other man and was reported missing late Monday night. So not only was he left behind, somebody close to him thought, and that's nice to see that people have friends and family, and it doesn't take you missing for that long of a period of time before someone would call the authorities and say, yep, this is unusual, dad, or, you know, Jean said he was going to be home by 8 p.m. and it's midnight. I can't even tell you how weird this is for him. He's not answering his cell phone, blah, blah, blah. So could we put the word out?
I don't know.
It's Monday now. So that's a big deal.
I put myself in the shoes of Mackenzie Alexander here. And I think I hear a story that my dad went somewhere with someone. My dad has since been left behind is the term.
It's serious.
And no one knows where he is.
Yeah.
And the guy who was with him, if his attitude was like, yeah, I don't know what happened to him. Like, I can see how frustrated you would get. I'm not saying you should beat up the guy. I'm saying I could totally understand his anger. So this story seems like there's going to be more to it. And obviously we hope for a good resolution for his dad. But yeah, that's truly bizarre, right? And I know it's, you know, we can look at the on-field impact of this, but just from a human standpoint, it's such a weird story.
It's weird. It brought up memories of the Cal Ripken story for me. Do you remember that one, like,
yeah,
10 years ago?
He got his mom was kidnapped. Yeah.
And I don't even think they found out that the guy knew who he was kidnapping. I think it was
the wildest, totally random thing. Yeah. And then she was returned and just brought back home. And
yeah,
that was it. And then that kind of just went away. It was just like,
He made her drive her around, and like she had a nice Lincoln Continental, and he forced her into the driver's seat.
Yeah,
he like made her drive him around or something like that.
Bizarre. And
24 hours later, early in the morning, she was back at the house or close to it.
Yeah,
weird.
That is something that we will certainly keep an eye on to try to hopefully get to the bottom of that, and you hope for a good resolution. But meanwhile, I mean, if you get arrested for assault, get a charge on you of assault, that's something that's not going to be great with the NFL. I wonder if the NFL will take into account these extenuating circumstances.
I would hope they said minor injuries. It talks about a hit to the face. It doesn't say like he repeatedly punched him, although we don't have those exact details, but it says minor injuries.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of other factors at play where you can say, it's understandable. If you've got a good record of conduct, then this is certainly something that we can say, we get it. We hope everything's going to be okay in this situation. And we will help you try to resolve this situation. This is where the NFL could help Mackenzie Alexander and help, you know, sort of push the authorities to find his father.
Right. Let's hope that they do. Could a team be boycotting the NBA playoffs? We'll give you details on that story next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You're going to find a disabled vehicle blocking the center lane of 270 southbound before West Broad Street. Traffic is stop and go from I-70 on the west side. And still build semi, causing about a 5 to 10 minute backup, and use caution. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/pro loyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
This afternoon's Fan Traffic, brought to you by Kissling, Nestico, and Reddick.
Hurt in a car? Call KNR. Call 1-800-HURT-NOW and get the settlement you deserve.
There's a big difference between your house beer and the new house beer at B-Dubs. Yours comes in cans and bottles. Ours comes cold on draft at the sports bar. And it's called Wild Herd Kolsch by Goose Island. And in $3 talls, it's a bright, crisp, and easy drinking excuse to trade your couch for Buffalo Wild Wings. So get here and make your next beer a $3 tall Wild Herd Kolsch. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
At participating locations for a limited time, dine in only. Please drink responsibly.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hello, Central Ohio. This is Dr. T from Aesthetica Surgery and Spa. Is summer your favorite season? It is for me. And now that summer is in full force, it's a good time to get moving on your plans for that facelift or body contouring procedure that you've been thinking about doing in the fall. We'll answer all your questions and take you from feeling nervous to excited and then to thrilled with your results. Call me at 614-569-2649 or go to drannetaylor.com.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let me tell you about Kinetico's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration. It's going on Thursday through Saturday, August 27th through the 29th, out at their location in Canal Winchester. It's going to be socially distanced, it's going to be safe, and it's going to save you a lot of money on Kinetico. How about $700 off a Kinetico K5 drinking water station like what I have in my house? Get the funk out of your water and check out KineticoColumbus.com to find out more about their 50th anniversary celebration.
Maybe you're at the point in your life where you've had enough conversation about the Buckeyes. If so, you're really going to hate this show. The 11 Warriors Radio Hour. Wednesday night at 8.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
The Fan.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Flu season is just around the corner, and now you can get your flu shot right here for free. Schedule your appointment today at Kroger.com/flu.
Celebrate and have a good time.
Right now at the all-new Celebration Kia on Route
2023 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Just a couple of guys touching rim and sucking on breath mints. This is Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. Got a Bone of Education Study Hall Edition coming up. Top of the hour. What did we learn about, Tim? What's the subject today?
We are going to do the dew, baby. Mountain Dew.
Wow, the history of Mountain Dew.
I
feel like you were inspired by the Baja Blast conversation to maybe go this route, I think is what happened there.
I'm just glad that a simple comment by me at the beginning of yesterday's show about opening up a can of Mountain Dew has led to a whole two-day excursion. We're now making a segment out of it. There's video about it. We're trying Baja Blast. We're eating Taco Bell. It's pretty much it's taken over the whole city of Columbus.
Timmy, Mountain I don't know if you know this.
It's the new craze.
That's how media works now. We say one thing and then we generate 19 pieces of content off the one thing. That's the goal of media. So you've done that. We've got a game out of it. We've got multiple segments out of it. You made a video off of it. There's been tweets. Whole thing. City of Columbus
is being big.
Taken over by Baja Blast. And I wish that there was like a concerted effort to do that, but it just kind of happened organically, as these things sometimes do.
I'm pretty much going to get my own flavor of Mountain Dew as a result of this.
That's
the end game. I get my own type of Mountain Dew.
I will tell you, the Mountain Dew people, just to show you they don't pay me to say anything, I tried the KFC Mountain Dew thing that they had, which is like some yellow, it's weird. It's like something Mountain Lightning or something. I don't know what it's something stupid.
I haven't seen this now either. I'm gonna have to try it.
It is gross.
Never mind.
I tried it and I hated it. I'm sure some people like it, but for me, no. Like, I will be a Baja Blast man all day long. And it's funny because the KFC and the Taco Bell are right next to each other in our town. So
yeah, Yum Brands, the same owned by the same guys.
No, but I mean they're separate buildings on two different lots, and one lot is always full, and one lot not quite. And often I am tempted to go to the other place, but I'm like, nope, they don't have the Mountain Dew I'm wanting. So
there's a
reason.
That'll
settle it. So this is something that we have heard rumblings about. We have heard this talked about before the NBA bubble even started, about social issues and should those social issues take away from actually playing sports because some of the social issues are so big and important. And we heard Kyrie Irving talking about that before the bubble. And I ripped to Kyrie Irving a little bit until looking into it more because I didn't really realize what he was talking about. But initially he said, you know, should we even be playing in the bubble? And I thought, well, dude, you're not playing. You're sidelined. You know, Kyrie had said things about maybe we should start a new league and just get away from the NBA. And I thought that also seemed misguided. But the overall idea of maybe there should be more than just playing sports, maybe we should talk about some of the issues that are going on, is still percolating in the NBA because the Raptors and Celtics are supposed to play tomorrow in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Big series for both teams, obviously. However, in the wake of the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, this has led to more, you know, discussion about social issues and the concerns that a lot of NBA players have. And if you have watched the NBA playoffs at all, if you have watched the bubble at all, players are allowed to have social justice messages on the back of their jerseys. Black Lives Matter is clearly emblazoned on the court at all times.
Everyone
has been able to help amplify this message, but you had Fred Van Vliet talking about this for the Raptors, where he said,
"My guy, Wichita State dude."
Yeah, he said the boycott is being talked about because taking a knee is not getting it done. He said, "We knew coming here or not was not going to stop anything, but ultimately, playing or not playing puts pressure on somebody. And then he went on to talk about some of the things going on in Kenosha. Marcus Smart for the Celtics, he said it's something in the back of our mind. There's more important things than basketball right now. So both of these guys, and they go on to say in various interviews that nothing's concrete, but both of these teams are talking about possibly boycotting this playoff and saying we're going to sit out to send a message that this is so important that we need to have more discussion on it. And I have always said this about sports. I have said this about college sports. If players ever decided to boycott, it would be one of the biggest things that could happen as far as getting people to move and act on whatever issue. This goes back to college players getting paid. I mean, that discussion. Players have talked about boycotting the NCAA tournament before because of that. It's never happened, but it's been discussed. I'm truly interested to see what happens in this outcome and what happens in this situation. If these players decide, yeah, we don't want to do this, there's too much going on right now, that would send a huge message. I don't think they have to do that to send a message, but it would speak volumes.
It certainly, I don't think anything would speak louder than that. Bone, from what I'm reading, do you get the impression that if they do this, they are bowing out of the playoffs entirely? Like, is that how you read this into
I don't know
Raptors
what it would be.
Celtics jointly discussing this?
It would. I think for players to make this type of decision, they have to know that that's a possibility, right? That if you say we're not going to play, then you may. If both teams said we're not going to play, then that might just mean you have canceled your series and you've canceled the following series because there would be no winner from your series. And if, let's say, the Bucks kept playing, and that's interesting too, because Mike Budenholzer was asked about that today, about what are their players thinking, because they're in Milwaukee, which is obviously much closer geographically to Kenosha, where this latest situation has occurred. And he said, yeah, this is on all of our minds, all of our players. We've had lots of talks and lots of thoughts about this. I'm not ready to put those publicly yet because we haven't really settled on what we want to do, but you know, he has said that it's a discussion going on there for that side of the Eastern Conference playoffs as well. Yeah, sports in some moments do seem light. I do think sports, though, being removed as a point of protest can be a very impactful thing. I don't blame any of these players if they ultimately decide, yeah, we're going to play basketball because that's what we're paid to do, and we think we can still spread a message and we can talk about it and raise issues to the national audience. But yeah, if you don't have the Eastern Conference playoffs basically grind to a halt because of this, that is going to be one of the loudest messages we've ever heard from the field of sports, and that is quite something.
I agree, and but the thing that I'll say on the NBA's behalf here, Bone, is look at how they've set everything up. You know, look at what they've agreed, or they're in unison with the player community in, right? Like you just mentioned, all of what's on the back of the uniforms, what's on the courts, the kneeling during the national anthem. We got past, I say we, the league at least, the league and a lot of people in the general public have moved past the issue of kneeling during the national anthem. Of course, there's still many that have issues with it, but they hear what it's about. And the NBA was on the side of that. If this were in the past, and it was back when the NFL was, you know, spurning anyone who dared to take the knee, then I think the idea of just straight up boycotting the game, just imagine how quick the league would have gotten on the side of the players if that happened then. You
know
what I'm saying?
Right.
A couple years ago.
That's the thing, is I think both the NBA, the NFL, they've handled this very differently. But now, you know, Roger Goodell has
come out. And the NFL's come around because
they've said we screwed up.
And the NBA feels like they're very much on their side. So that's why I would question, well, okay, I get it. That would be, like you said, that'd be the loudest message you could possibly come up with.
I don't think the message would be for Adam Silver. The message wouldn't be for the commissioner.
Right.
It would be for everyone who wants to watch this to say there are more important things.
The country's got to change, or else you're not going to have basketball at the highest level. And that's just, it's going to be a thing.
Yeah. Bone of Education coming up next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You're going to find some slow traffic on I-70 westbound between Miller and the 71 East split. Plan about a 5-minute backup. And more delays on 71 southbound between Frank Road and 270. Another 5-minute slowdown in that area. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic is brought to you by Monogram Homes. Start your true custom home journey today with a builder you can trust. Monogram Homes. Visit Monogram Homes online at monogramhomes.net.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste, but we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches. And our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic cod.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
Why is Culver's such a treat for so many families? Here's a hint. This treat is thick and creamy, and everyone can get it any way they like. Our fresh, frozen custard. We craft it in small batches throughout the day to make our guests stay, using fresh dairy from America's family farms. Shakes, cones, sundaes, concrete mixers, flavor of the day. Oh, and the toppings.
Who says you can't please everyone? There's more than one way to dessert at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
You have to be up in 5 hours, as though you haven't slept a wink. That's why there's ZQL Pure Z's, a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally with no next-day grogginess. It's available in both liquid and gummies, tastes great, and is non-habit-forming. Pick up ZQL Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZQL. ZQL Pure Z's, naturally superior sleep. Available at retailers near you.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Claims based on a proprietary consumer study and data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Common Man here for Jermaine Lexus of Dublin and Easton. School is back, whatever that means, and maybe that means shuffling the kiddos back and forth to plenty of socially distanced activities. And maybe after your staycation this summer, you realize it's time for a new ride. Let my friends at Jermaine Lexus make that dream a reality. Deal time during the Golden Opportunity Sales Event at Jermaine Lexus. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus make no payments for 90 days on all 2020 Lexus vehicles, and make no payments for 90 days on L-certified vehicle purchases. Get to Jermaine Lexus or get started at JermaineLexus.com. Financing on limited term with approved credit. Not all buyers will qualify. $1,388 per thousand financed. No security deposit. Ends 8/31/20. I've been endorsing the Jermaine brand for a long time, and it's because it's a true family-run business who do their best to earn your business every single time. Jermaine Lexus, two locations to serve you, Dublin and Easton. Check out their inventory online, JermaineLexus.com.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keel. Cincinnati Reds will try and snap a four-game losing streak as they continue their series in Milwaukee against the Brewers tonight. Sonny Gray and Adriana Hauser, the starting pitchers. Cleveland Indians at home with Minnesota. Mike Clevenger gets his first start for the Indians since he was booted off the active roster after violating the team's coronavirus limitations. Jose Berrios pitching for Minnesota. From golf, Phil Mickelson won his debut on the Champions Tour today at the Charles Schwab Series in Missouri, finishing at 22 under par. NHL playoffs, the Islanders face Philadelphia. Tampa Bay plays Boston. Colorado against Dallas. In the NBA playoffs, Orlando against Milwaukee. Oklahoma City meets Houston. Portland against the Lakers. The Indiana Pacers have fired head coach Nate McMillan following their elimination from the playoffs. The Pacers have recently reworked the final year on McMillan's contract. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
To be dumb.
The team that is better on paper will win at least 50% of the time.
This is Man and Bone.
Well, Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. Tim, we were just talking about this, and it looks like there could be a little more of a developing situation in the NBA. Shams Charania had this tweet saying that the Bucks players, Milwaukee and Orlando, Game 5, supposed to be tipping off at 4. Bucks players did not come out of the locker room. Orlando apparently has now left the court as well, and Milwaukee and NBA personnel are standing outside of the Bucks locker room. Players apparently have been adamant about sitting out Game 5 in protest. So we may actually see this happen. We were talking about the Raptors and the Celtics doing it. Now, this says Game 5. This does not say we're never playing again. It's saying,
what's this mean?
We may not play this game today, and maybe we just postpone it for a day. Maybe we, I don't know. I don't know what the fallout would be from this. To my recollection, I don't recall us seeing players as a team collectively. We have seen players sit out of a league, you know, like walking out and saying, we're not going to play. We don't like this collective bargaining agreement. We don't like something going on in the league. This is not that. This is them saying we don't like something going on outside of the sport, and our team and the other team are in agreement that we're not playing this game today. That is a very new situation, but it obviously looked like the Milwaukee players are the ones driving this, and you can't blame them. They are front and center.
The Lions took a day off of practice, we should point out.
They did.
That Matt Patricia brought up, and I think he was speaking, and there was a group of players. I didn't actually hear or see the video, but I had an article up yesterday when they were doing that. So Detroit did that. There's been a lot of commentary from the NBA players about this, Bone, and you and I have been watching a lot of the league here in the last few days because the ball has been really, really fun. And it would be a shame if it had to go away. But I mean, who could fault them for reacting in their own ways with what's going on? I mean, you can't tell somebody how to react when something dramatic goes on. And just from the ESPN article that I was reading more of from Tim Bontemps about the Raptors and Celtics discussing the boycott, he makes it pretty clear that whether you know that was going to be a one game boycott or just sitting out because it's just not where everyone's mental state is, and it's just they don't feel it's right to focus on basketball when there's other issues at hand. He wrote, whether the players ultimately choose to play or not, the latest incident has had a dramatic impact on the mood of everyone inside the bubble. So it's just a cloud over everybody's feelings right now.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, and I don't feel that these players are in the wrong at all for doing this. I support the players in trying to make a stand and trying to have a message that says, we've taken a knee. No one's listened. We have put, slogans on our backs that they are playing every game. You can watch. You can see, you know, I think Mike Conley's slogan that he had on his Jazz jersey yesterday was like, I am a man. And it makes you wonder, like, why does that even have to be said? That Mike Conley, But you understand it because Mike Conley is saying, for people who look like me, depending on the interaction that they have with a police officer, they may end up dead because they got pulled over at a stop sign. Like, that's not okay. And that's a statement that we shouldn't have to make, but apparently we do. And what I'm saying is, when that's happening and those slogans are being put on jerseys, and you then see after all of that and all the social movements that have happened in the last 3 or 4 months, and then you see what happened in Wisconsin between, again, an unarmed black man and a police officer, it makes you say nothing's changed. And I can understand why these players would say, you feel like you have all the power in the world. They're multimillionaire athletes. They are people who have been successful at everything they've done as far as getting to the NBA. You are dealing with only successful people in the NBA. And then they look at a situation that they see that needs to change, and they realize they're almost powerless. I think that's where this stems from for a lot of players and a lot of people in sports to say, we've been successful. When I want something, I go outwork the other person and I get it done. And there's nothing you can really do to outwork someone on this. You have to use what power you have to make some kind of a statement. So that's what's going on right now. And for people who are for years have looked down at LeBron James whenever he's spoken up about issues, they've looked down at other players who've spoken up about issues. This is a statement, man. I don't know how you can deny that these guys would all rather be out there playing right now. They would all rather be trying to win an NBA championship. But if they truly sit out, I don't know how that can be a statement that's any bigger than that. That's
I don't
truly
either.
Incredible.
I get exhausted, but I can't keep saying it loud enough. Who am I, you know, with what I look like in my background, to tell you how you should feel? And when things when things like this are continue to go on. I can just show empathy, and we all need to just do a better job of understanding what the thought process is. And it's like you mentioned, to see a guy as revered as Doc Rivers breaking down like that, he can struggle to get through a press conference. What do you say to that?
If you haven't watched that Doc Rivers video, I mean, the guy, I was telling you this before the show, Tim, I have watched Doc Rivers play since I was a little kid, playing the NBA, and then I have watched him coach in the NBA for the better part of 20 years. He has won NBA titles. This is a man who, by any measure of anything, would be considered a success. And yet he looks at his own life, and he looks at the lives of others that he sees that, you know, look like him, and says, I don't feel like we're equal. And
we can't say we know what that's like.
No, we can't. We don't. Yeah, and I'm saying that is a powerful statement. And I encourage anyone to go watch that video because it is truly powerful. All right. So we'll keep an eye on that. We will see what's going on with the NBA. We'll give you an update if there is something that changes with that one way or the other. But yeah, we're also going to continue on with the show, and we're going to go ahead and do Bone of Education, and we're going to do the study hall segment. So let's do it.
School is out, but class is still in. Welcome to Bone of Education.
Yeah, and in this Bone of Education, I feel like I'm responsible for this, Timmy, because I got you down the Mountain Dew path, so take it away.
Well, you know, I had picked up a 12-pack in the store, you know, a couple days ago. It's on sale. I mean, you're going to give me, you know, Mountain Dew 12 packs for $2.50. It's like the Pringle Mega Packs for 99 cents. What other scenario is there than for me to throw a couple into the shopping cart? So I'll be going to get another Mountain Dew as soon as we're done. You'll be reaching for a soda as well. Pop soda, whatever you want to call it. So we're going into the life and times of Mountain Dew, a great American soft drink. Mountain Dew actually turned 80 on May 14th. So happy 80th, Mountain Dew. They released a celebratory little minute-long mashup of some of their iconic commercials that have run through history, and it started with some black-and-white character drinking it out of some type of moonshine canister, and he says, Yahoo! Mountain Dew! And that guy is called Willie the Hillbilly, the first character used in the 40s and 50s on signage and on bottles, and do you know why they went that way?
Well, yeah, because Mountain Dew, the term, used to be used for moonshine, right?
Correct.
I mean, that was a term
it is that moonshine.
People would say is like, oh, you got some Mountain Dew there, like, you know, before the you know, before the actual corporate pop came into existence, that's what they would
totally
call it, right?
Yeah, and it has Scottish and Irish roots as well. It was originally the term for Highland Scotch whiskey also, and in the South it was slang for moonshine. It was a dude at a meeting about the soft drink in Toledo, Ohio. I spent a night in Toledo, Ohio. He suggested using the name for the soda. That was Carl E. Retzky at Owens, Illinois, Inc. There's also a song by the Stanley Brothers called Mountain Dew, and they're clearly talking about mountain moonshine. It's got nothing but banjo and acoustic plucking, folksy singing. I saw it on a Smithsonian Mag article. They call it that good old Mountain Dew. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew, some of the lyrics. The original developers of the drink were Barney and Allie Hartman of Tennessee. Go figure, right? It was created as a mixer because soft drinks were only regionally sold way back then in the 30s, and the Hartmans liked mixing soda with whiskey, and they had a hard time getting soda, so they made their own. So they came across this dude by the name of Charles Gordon, who was working with this new drink called Dr. Enough. You ever heard of that one? It's a lemon and lime type drink.
I would have thought
you might have seen it in a convenience shop because it says it's still pretty popular in Tennessee and in Virginia and North Carolina. So on one of your racing trips, I would have thought you might see that in a convenience shop. But it's there. Gordon and the Hartman brothers made a deal to bottle their drink with the Tri-Cities Beverage Corp in Johnson City, Tennessee. Then it went to the Tip Corporation of Marion, Virginia in 1961. They purchased the drink. They revised the flavor, I think got it to what it really is now, as its own standalone drink and not a mixer, and launched it. Then in 1964, PepsiCo bought the Tip Corporation, also gained rights to Mountain Dew, where PepsiCo, right? It has stayed ever since. Then the logo kind of stayed the same, Bone, for a good 30 years. That one that I really love, it's my favorite, the classic one. It has Mountain Dew in Mountain and green written out, getting smaller going up to the top right. Dew in thick red getting bigger going up to the right of the logo. Then they designed it again in 96, 98, and 05. In 08, it was redesigned to the MTN, like the shortened Mountain Dew logo, which is the drink today. Oh, the other original tagline was, "It'll tickle your innards." And that came back when Dewshine was released in 2015. Had the classic bottles, had that classic tagline. It was just a clear version of Mountain Dew made with some real cane sugar instead of corn syrup. They get a lot of negative attention for using high fructose corn syrup. So every now and then you'll see Dews with pure cane sugar. Other sodas will use that as well. And I'm a big fan. Real quick, you can kill the music, Panama Ted. There's some of the other like fun variations throughout the years. Amp Energy, which came in 01. I'm sure Schlegel just had one or two. Baja Blast, of course, the craze of the last 2 days. That came out in 04. PepsiCo did research, T-Bone, aiming to create a beverage to pair with Taco Bell foods. So it was designed with that intent. It's like when someone writes a song, you know, a musician for a specific movie, not the other way around. And it's why they came up with it, and we think they did a good job. A light blue, green, tropical lime flavored variety of Mountain Dew, and Taco Bell was given a 10-year exclusive deal where it wouldn't be available in any store or other food outlet, not even the other Yum! Brand restaurants. So like you said, no KFC. Even when you get a Baja Blast or Baja Blast Zero in stores or convenience shops, it has the Taco Bell logo on it, a Taco Bell original. And just real quick, my favorite, one of my top five soft drinks came out in 01, Code Red. Great name, cherry flavoring. I love cherry flavored stuff. Mountain Dew Code Red, a classic. Of course, you got the Dew Tour. They're big in the action sports community. So there's a quick look at Mountain Dew for you.
Yeah. All right. That is, that's very, thank you, Tim. That was very thorough. Yeah. And I appreciated it. It has now got me thirsty for more Mountain Dew. So
let's get a Dew.
Oh, that's good.
Let's do the Dew.
We'll take a break. We come back. There is an update on that situation we were talking about in the NBA. We'll tell you where that is headed next. And also, Joe Judge, coach of the Giants, he is an idiot. We might get to that in the next segment. We may not. We'll see. It's Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You're going to find some slowdowns on I-71 southbound between 670 and East Broad Street. Watch out for backups in that area as rush hour begins to build. And traffic is slow on 71 southbound between Frank Road and 270. Another 5-minute delay in that area. This traffic report is sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic brought to you by Dick Masheter Ford. They have new Fords at 0% for 84 months and unemployment protection on every car sold. Visit MasheterFord.net.
Common Man here for Diamonds Direct. You're not going to believe what Diamonds Direct is doing. Starting on Monday, August 31st, it's the return of their best offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing with nothing down on any purchase. 2020 has been rough on a lot of people, so Diamonds Direct is going to do everything they can to make it easier, and nothing says easy and better than free financing for 5 years. Think about it. You can pick any item at Diamonds Direct, get this crazy low price they're famous for, and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest charges. None. Nada. Zero. It's the smart way to buy. So if you've been putting off that celebration or been waiting on the right time to get engaged or upgrade her diamond, your time has arrived. And it starts Monday, August 31st for a limited time. You can get this amazing finance offer at Diamonds Direct. On approved credit, get details, store hours, directions, and more at DiamondsDirect.com. Diamonds Direct is on Polaris Parkway, right in front of Polaris Fashion Place. DiamondsDirect.com.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn up to $18.50 an hour. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand names number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time at Kia's summer sticker sales event, you'll get up to $6,000 total cash in the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry into your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $6,000 total cash includes $4,000 customer cash
and 2,000 VIN-specific retail bonus cash on the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
Okay, let's begin. Morning Juice, Bishop and Laurinaitis, Rothman and Ice, Common Man and T-Bone, The Buckeye Show, Ohio State Athletics, Blue Jackets Hockey, Crew Soccer, the NFL, and even more things I don't have time to say. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's Honda's summer clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2020 Honda CR-V today for $229 a month for 36 months with $3,099 due at lease signing. CR-V, the best-selling crossover utility vehicle over the past decade for just $229 a month. Don't miss Honda's summer clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a U-Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
WGU is different than any other university. Accredited online learning you can do at any time. No lectures. Study when and where you want. Nonprofit WGU orients everything we do around you. You receive a dedicated mentor to guide you through your degree attainment. Our technology and learning environment is built around you. WGU degree programs start at the first of the month, all year long. Visit ohio.wgu.edu.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. And Tim, some history being made in the NBA right now.
Certainly is.
The Adrian Wojnarowski, among many others, reporting this. The Milwaukee Bucks have decided to boycott Game 5. They are packing up the basketballs. I saw a photo of that where one of the equipment guys was taking the basketballs and putting them back in the...
I'm looking at that, too, right now. Yeah,
in the duffel bags they come in.
Malika Andrews. Yeah.
So this will be a first that I can ever recall of a team saying, due to social issues, we are not going to play our playoff game. Now, they are framing this as Milwaukee is boycotting the game, not that both teams are necessarily in agreement about this. So I don't know what that means. All I know is this. There is a chance that this, from a on-the-court standpoint, and I know this is not the most relevant thing right now, but it's just something that is from the sports side we have to mention, that this may be a case where the NBA says, yeah, you forfeit this game, and that gives Orlando a game in this series.
What if Orlando wouldn't take it? What if they step up?
Yeah, I don't know. They might.
That
might be the move. That might be the next thing that Orlando does is say, all right, we didn't boycott the game, but we're not going to take a win for it. We would, if the game needs to be played at some point, we'll do that. But Yeah, you know, things are in flux right now. There are a lot of things that are going on in this country, and it is difficult to. I can understand how a lot of, like I said in the last segment, how a lot of players who feel like they've been very successful in their careers feel like they have something that needs to be said that they can't say while playing a basketball game. And I think that is a powerful statement. So good for them for making those statements. Now, I'm not watching it. I can't hear it, obviously, because we're in here. You know, we're doing the radio show. We're not listening to other things. But everyone online right now on Twitter is talking about how Jim Jackson, our guy, former Buckeye, is on NBA TV and is just laying it out for people and is apparently making a quite compelling case as to why this is the right move. So if you are someone who is able to see that, it's good to hear that Jimmy Jackson, someone who, you know, I've always thought was a great basketball player and I've always enjoyed listening to him when he's been on
great
NBA coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but good for him, man. This is a tough moment, I'm sure. And it sounds like he and others on the broadcast team there are stepping up, but yeah, we'll keep an eye on this situation. It is certainly historic.
I don't know. It's kind of surprising to me that this didn't come right out as a joint agreement between the two teams. I understand how this hits closer to home than Milwaukee, but this has been a league-wide thing. Like, I give them credit for putting their money where their mouths are, you know? Like, they said that this was going to be much more important going forward. Enough was enough, like, with the events of the summer. And they made their case, like they got the NBA on their side to, you know, dress the court like that with the wording on the court, with Black Lives Matter, with the shirts, with the warm-up gear, like we talked about last segment. And I don't know if this is just because it's being so quickly reported. I wouldn't want to just yet throw this out like the Magic weren't on the same page with the Bucks, do you know what I mean? Because this is happening so rapidly. This could very well be, well, both teams were in unison. I'm seeing how like the Magic were out there warming up a little bit when the Bucks weren't, but they went back in still with 4 minutes to go until the game started. So I'll be curious to see, like you mentioned, Bone, when we get to maybe, you know, 4 or 5 hours from now, does Orlando accept a forfeited win? Because it's 3-1 in the series, correct? That would make it 3-2 if the Bucks gave this game up. They'd still have a one-game lead to try to advance. And where do we go from here? Where do we go with the what are the Celtics and the Raptors going to do now? You know, with how much this means to them, I'll pretty much tell you right now, they're boycotting. That game ain't happening. I'll tell you right now. It's not happening.
I'm saying that, there's other games tonight that are supposed to be going
on. I bet none of them happen. No way.
It very well may be the case that they are not happening. And
they'll back the Bucks.
You know, this is something that's being brought up on Twitter, and I think it's relevant to point out. Chris Herring, who covers the NBA, senior NBA writer for ESPN, he pointed this out, that the Bucks have been one of these teams that have been very vocal about issues relating to race and taking a stand on things like that for many years. And I had forgotten about this story, but now that I'm reading it, I do remember this happening. Remember John Henson? He still plays in the league. I think he plays for the Pistons now, but at the time he was with the Bucks back in 2015, and he had just signed
North Carolina kid. Yeah, I remember Henson. Yeah.
So John Henson signed a $44 million deal with the Bucks, and after doing so, he was, you know, as anybody would, who got $44 million guaranteed coming
to him. I know where
you're
going now. I remember the story now.
He went to go buy a Rolex. He said it was his first Rolex. He wanted to be, you know, wanted to go to a jewelry store there in Milwaukee and go get a Rolex. So rolls up. He actually called the store ahead of time and said, "Are you guys open? I'd like to come in." And they said, "Oh, yeah, we're open." You know, and he rolls up. They did not think he looked like someone who was a trustworthy person, according
it's
to the calls and documents. So they locked the doors on this guy, and he wasn't able to come in. They called the police and said, "We have suspicious activity. We're not sure what to do." Police said, "All right, we'll just tell them you're closed. And if this happens and they come back, call again." So he came back like a week later. And they saw his car. They recognized him as the person who had come in the last week or tried to come in. They locked the doors again, and they have phone records that were released that they said to the police, "Yeah, we're pretending we're closed right now. Can you send someone over here? We're all scared." And it's just
Bones.
So I'm saying, put
that in the hopper. Put it in the list of all of the many things that have led to this and why they're making a decision. You can't tell me if you've ever been around John Henson, even for 5 seconds, you would know what a fun, loving, good dude he is to be around. And for you to think that, and that's one of the first things that goes through your brain, is to lock the doors when it's public, broad day. It doesn't even matter, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not some scary-looking guy. So tell me what it is then, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well,
he ain't scary looking, so tell me what it is. He's tall, but he's the skinniest dude you're ever going to see for a tall guy.
There's that story. There's the Sterling Brown story where he was in a parking lot. Police came up and, you know, claimed he had a taser and arrested him for no reason. He was just in a parking lot. That was in 2018. That was another Milwaukee Bucks player. So the Bucks have a history specifically in the NBA where they have had players who have not had good interactions with the local society there, with police there. And so you can understand why something happens in their state, in Kenosha, Wisconsin, involving this type of situation again. I'm trying to contextualize for people who may not understand. This is not just a stunt, I don't think. The Bucks seem to be an organization that have for years had to deal with this because it's been right in their face. And to their credit, they have dealt with it head on. They have not ignored it. They have not minced words. So for this team to say this situation is happening, we have to make a decision about what we're going to do. And to come out with this decision, it's pretty powerful. So, like I said, we were going to try to get some other things in this segment, but this is a pretty historic breaking news situation. So, yeah, we're talking about it. We will continue to talk about it. But we will talk more as well about the story of Joe Judge and how he is a weird head coach. We're going to talk about that next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. We have reports of a vehicle fire on 17th Avenue west of Joyce Avenue. Please be extra cautious over here as they work to get this under control. Traffic is slow and still building in this area. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute backup in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients. Meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Jermaine Lexus of Dublin and Easton. School is back, whatever that means, and maybe that means shuffling the kiddos back and forth to plenty of socially distanced activities. And maybe after your staycation this summer, you realize it's time for a new ride. Let my friends at Jermaine Lexus make that dream a reality. Deal time during the Golden Opportunity Sales Event at Jermaine Lexus. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus make no payments for 90 days on all 2020 Lexus vehicles, and make no payments for 90 days on L-certified vehicle purchases. Get to Jermaine Lexus or get started at JermaineLexus.com. Financing on limited term with approved credit. Not all buyers will qualify. $1,388 per thousand financed. No security deposit. Ends 8/31/20. I've been endorsing the Jermaine brand for a long time, and it's because it's a true family-run business who do their best to earn your business every single time. Jermaine Lexus, two locations to serve you, Dublin and Easton. Check out their inventory online, JermaineLexus.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're here to help you save on the food and essentials you need. Just buy five or more participating sale items and you'll save a dollar each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hamiltown and Floors has been Columbus's premier flooring store since 1967. Everyone knows new floors have the biggest impact transforming a home, and Paneltown would like to help those experiencing challenges with 12 months same as cash. 12 months same as cash. Let the experienced staff at Paneltown help you with your home's transformation and turn your flooring dreams into reality. Paneltown delivers the ultimate customer experience to professionals and homeowners alike. Go where the pros go, Paneltown.com.
Friday night, live local sports here on The Fan. Start of the high school football season in the state of Ohio. The Dick Mashiter Ford High School Game of the Week.
Presented by Raising Cane's at Skahana and Reynoldsburg.
Coverage Friday at 6:30 on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something?
That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to GEICO. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a dentist. But instead of filling you in on ways to save on your policies, he'd probably be too busy filling in that loose crown. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, who will use their expertise to polish up your policies. From home and auto to renters, motorcycle, boat, and RV too. So while, yes, your dentist can save your smile, your GEICO agent could save you money, which will make you use that smile a whole lot more. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
When you finally get the whole family to the dinner table at the same time, money is probably the last thing on your mind. That's why Huntington offers 24-hour grace on overdrafts. You won't be immediately charged a fee if it happens, and you'll have more time to correct it. So you can focus on dinner, together, and silly inside jokes. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at huntington.com/grace.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn up to $18.50 an hour. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
This year stinks. Ooh. Here's something to make it better. We're live and local in the morning. Morning Juice with Beamer, Carpenter, and Schlegs.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan. The most listened to show in Greenland. This is Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man. If you've missed the news, we will keep you abreast of it. But NBA playoff game today. Milwaukee Bucks have decided to boycott the game, and that is, as far as I know, a first in the NBA. So keep an eye on that situation. We're not sure what implications that has for the rest of the playoffs, but that is quite the stand that the Bucks are taking. We've been discussing it, and we'll continue to have, you know, thoughts on that. I'm sure we'll see more as it comes out. I'm sure players will be talking, but we do have other things that we're talking about as well here today. And Tim, you brought this story up to me earlier this morning, and Joe Judge is not getting talked about enough in the NFL. The new head coach of the Giants, when he got hired, there was a lot said about him being a special teams coordinator, but not an offensive or defensive coordinator in his tenure. He was a wide receivers coach for the Patriots. He got promoted to head coach of the New York Football Giants. And so far, Tim, he has had quite the run, and he is making people scratch their heads with some of the things he's implementing as the new head coach.
Yeah, so he's a crazy person, right? And he's 38 years old. He's got the New England Patriots pedigree, so who the heck knows how much of this stuff is Belichickian that's rubbing off on him. It doesn't sound like it, though, because we don't know Bill Belichick to do crazy stuff like this when you're doing the college type of stuff. So the latest thing is he wants Daniel Jones to now face, quote-unquote, or I guess the proverbial live bullets. He wants him to take the red jersey off, and Daniel Jones, their star quarterback, I wouldn't call him a star yet, but their franchise quarterback, their hopes to be one going into the future, to have him with no preseason games. He wants to just sort of ruffle the feathers a little bit and get him more ready for the season? I don't know, Bone. This seems legitimately crazy to me that you would do this with your quarterback during these times. I cannot fathom it, but it's exactly what Joe Judge is doing. It's the kind of guy he is. Run some laps, have assistant coaches running laps. This guy's nuts, man. Don't you agree?
Yeah, here's a quote that he had. He said, with quarterbacks, you want to be calculated with how you start banging them around. So not like we don't want our quarterbacks to get hit. We just want to make sure they get hit somewhat before the games, the real live bullets start. And then he said, I don't think we're going to throw him into any Royal Rumbles or anything like that, but at some point we'll pop his pads a little bit in a controlled environment. Maybe that's what, with a young guy who understands kind of hitting him a little bit. Oh, okay.
Pop the pads.
Pop the pads on anyone else. Your quarterback is quite the investment. And
not him.
Well, look, man. I don't know if Daniel Jones ends up being the guy or not. What I know is that's their plan right now. So why would you knowingly take your plan and say, let's put our plan in a situation that has no merit other than downside? It only has downside. Let's do that to him and risk injury, but not gain anything from it. What do you gain by him getting hit in practice? He's been hit in his career. He's been hit plenty playing for the Giants. He's going to get hit again. He's not unfamiliar with getting hit as a football player. I don't know why you think you have to do that in practice. That's why they have the red jersey, as you mentioned. I mean, this is ludicrous. This guy is just stupid.
He said, I'm not in a hurry to go ahead and just beat the hell out of him, adding on to that Royal Rumble comment, but at some point we'll prepare his body for what he may take in the first game. You're not going to beat him up enough, though, to even simulate what it might be like in a real game. Like, you've got to save the way that those defensive ends come after you now in the NFL, their speed and their fury, you know you better have good offensive tackles or else you're not even going to be able to compete in this league anymore. And you better save your QB for those 16 times where he might get obliterated by some of the best athletes in the world that play the defensive end position in the NFL.
Well, that's just it. Like, I would tend to think, is that really indicating that you have a very good idea of what you're doing as a football team if one of your primary objectives in training camp is to make sure your quarterback gets smacked around because you know he's going to get smacked around when the games start? Like,
yeah,
that might
so
indicate
what
happened
then?
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, his part of his preparation for the season is, well, I know my quarterback's going to get hit, so I better get him prepared for it. Not, we better make sure we can protect our quarterback at all costs. Like, we got to figure out ways to do that. He's pretty much admitting, like, yeah, we know we can't do that. So he's just going to have to get used to getting hit and bouncing back up. So we better get him used to it in practice.
Here's the thought.
I don't understand.
Here's the thought. Why don't you bring in some CFL or practice squad quarterbacks and have them face live bullets? That way you can have serious, real competition between your tackles and the defensive ends. And they don't have to worry about, you know, pulling up when they get around the edge or when they have a full head of steam coming towards the quarterback. Get some QBs that might want a resurgence in their career, and they understand, well, this is it for me. I don't get the pleasure of a red jersey because I'm not the starting quarterback of an NFL team. I've got to earn my way back in. Get some of those guys. That way, like you said, you can have real competition and see what your tackles are doing, if they're able to stop some of the stud defensive ends that you have on the other side of the football. How about that?
Yeah, yeah, and him having the coaches run whenever they make a mistake.
I mean, come but on.
They talk about his
Pee-wee football?
I've read articles where they're like, well, you know, he is just Joe Judge. He is just an old school kind of guy. Joe Judge is 38 years old. Like, what are we talking about? Old school. This guy is not old school. He is my age, for crying out loud. I don't think I'm old school. I would be like the antithesis to old school guy when it comes to football. I can't imagine.
Embarrassing. Telling another man, you know, possibly older guys, right? That are,
you're going to tell
assistant coaches, professional coaches in the National Football League, and you're going to, like, what kind of mistake would an assistant make in his mind that is worthy of taking a lap? I mean, you're out there practicing, trying to, you know, work. You're trying to work to get better in advance of the season. What would be the thing that you slip up on where it's like, get out of here, take a lap.
Maybe
no water either.
I'm pretty sure Jason Garrett's their offensive coordinator, is he not? Like, you're going to go up to Jason Garrett,
yeah,
who's been a head coach. Jason Garrett has been a head coach in this league. You can argue about how effective.
He's the one that's running.
He's got a resume that runs laps around Joe Judge. And Joe Judge could walk up to him and say, hey,
you're
Jason,
lap around my field.
You didn't do that well. I need you to go run laps. Hey, if I'm Jason Garrett, I throw the headset in his face and say, you can find someone else to coach your offense there, Mr. Special Teams Coordinator. Like, good luck with all that. I'm out. Like, you don't tell. If I'm Jason Garrett, you cannot tell me to run laps. That is a joke. What an absolute joke this guy is. Now, I know that some people would say, well, yeah, you got to wait to see how the results are. No, I don't, because I have good – I can break this news ahead of time. He will be – Joe Judge will be an immense failure as a head coach in
this
league.
Jason Garrett will be the head coach in 2 years of the New York Giants.
That's right.
That's how this story goes.
That's exactly how that's going to go. Joe Judge is going to be a tremendous failure in this league, and I don't have any problem saying that, because if you thought Freddie Kitchens was out of his depth – Freddie Kitchens had at least coordinated a few games in the NFL before he got the job. You're putting Joe Judge in charge, a guy who can't understand that you probably shouldn't make coaches do laps, and you probably shouldn't have your quarterback get hit during practice. They're putting him in charge in the biggest media market in the country. Okay, that's not going to go well. That guy is going to lose his mind a dozen times and be completely out of his depth. They will eat him alive, the New York media. That guy is completely unfit for the job. So, yeah, let's all just, if the NFL season happens and it happens where they play 16 games, let's all just prepare for Joe Judge to get fired probably within 15 of those games. Like, that would be my guess. I would be shocked if he lasts a full season, let alone if he is here for 2 or 3 years. What an idiot.
Putting someone on the bar with Freddie Kitchens, too, that just seems mean at this point, how that happened with Freddie.
Yeah. Well, you know what Freddie Kitchens
was under
smart enough,
right?
You know what Freddie Kitchens was smart enough to do? Not have coaches running laps. I would have loved to have seen Bob Wiley have to run laps. That would have, remember him, Seth Hutt guy?
Oh, with the gut, yeah. Yeah, the moving gut.
I would have loved to see him try to run. Like, what are you doing, Joe Judge? You idiot. Absolute dope. We'll take a break when we come back. It's On Campus. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
And watch out for any westbound before the 71 East split. Watch out for slowdowns in this area as they try to get this clear. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute backup and please use caution in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from 3 delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts, because 3 is better than 1. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day. Array with fan traffic.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time, you can lease a specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX for $169 a month for 24 months with $500 bonus cash applied to a down payment. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-334-KIA for details. New 2020 Sportage LX 2.4-liter ATFWD 25110 MSRP. MSRP excludes taxes, title, license fees, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices may vary. These from Kia Motors Finance, KMF, and approved credit. Offer includes 500 VIN-specific lease bonus cash on specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX FWD vehicles. Quantities are limited. 3960 due at signing without 500 VIN-specific bonus cash applied as down payment. Lease offer may not be combined with other KMF offers. Subject to dealer participation. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranties and limited powertrain warranties at retailer for warranty details.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, any Speedy Freeze up to Mighty Size is just 99 cents.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Blue Jackets, Crew, the NFL. If live games are cool, consider us Miles Davis. And if movie references from 25 years ago are cool, Anthony Rothman is your idol. Your radio home for all the games and eye-rolling promos. The Fan.
It's easy to get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. At Meijer, buy five, save five is back. Mix or match five items from across the store and save $5 instantly. Get Coca-Cola or Pepsi 24 packs for only $5.49, plus deposit where applicable. And Breyers 48-ounce ice cream for just $2.50. Plus, get all the deals delivered with Meijer Home Delivery at Meijer.com. Some exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hi, I'm Chuck Moore, president of Central Ohio of the Middlefield Banking Company. Here at MB, we want to be your everything bank. Whatever you're saving for, no matter how you spend your money, your dreams become our dreams. That's the personalized customer service we provide at Middlefield Bank. We've been doing it for more than 100 years, serving individuals, families, and businesses right here in Ohio. From simple checking and savings products to more complex loans and lines of credit, our experienced team can find the right solution for you or your business. We know you'll enjoy getting to know our team in person, and we know you'll love MB's online banking experience too. At MiddlefieldBank.bank, you'll find all the tools you need to manage your money, your savings, and your budget. Visit our 5 branches in Central Ohio in Dublin, Howe, Sunbury, Westerville, and Plain City. Ask about MB's checking rewards. Earn your way by choosing cash back on your everyday purchase or interest rewards. The Middlefield Banking Company. Visit us online at MiddlefieldBank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Find us on the Twitter machine at 971TheFan and vote in the fan poll.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
There's no wrong answers, but plenty of dumb ones. Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Big day today in the NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks have decided to boycott their game against the Magic in response to the shooting in Kenosha, Washington. So that is a momentous day, and it's not the last thing that's going to happen from this. Quick update, there are multiple reports now saying that the Thunder and Rockets will probably not play tonight either, and common sense would tell you the Lakers and Trailblazers, which are also scheduled for tonight, will probably also likely not be playing. That is not confirmed. No one has announced that or said that for sure. But that is where we are with the NBA right now and with these playoffs. So, yeah, we will continue to monitor that for you. But quite a day in the world of sports, and it's something that I don't think any of us are going to forget where we were when we heard about this, because that's something. I've not seen that. They are. By the way, the Bucks are trending nationally on Twitter. Not that should be a surprise, but I've seen
everything,
a few people say,
everything on my Twitter timeline is just, even my local trends, it's all NBA. Like everything that I see, it's equality can't wait, Bucks boycott, Adam Silver is up there, forfeit is up there, and that I think is trending for a couple of different meetings. There was something else that was going towards too, but now I am still seeing that it's just the Bucks still. Everything, I haven't yet seen, like we just mentioned earlier in the hour, if it was going to come out as sort of a Magic and Bucks type of deal. I just saw Woj, who was on the Jump. I had it on during the break there, the ESPN NBA afternoon program, and it seemed to be that this was Milwaukee's thing, and they just kept it really, really quiet. They didn't want to talk about it a lot, and it just sort of went right up to tip off, and they had already previously decided they weren't going to go out and do it.
Yeah, I saw that some of the Bucks players were trying to get on the phone with the attorney general for the state of Wisconsin. So, I mean, this is not something where it's just we're doing something and then that's it. I mean, they seem to be making it pretty clear that there needs to be more happening in this situation. And yeah, I there's a lot more to unpack from this, but we'll pause that for a second. We'll go on campus here. So let's do that, Ted.
Common Man and T-Bones. On campus, the latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
All right, take it away, Timmy.
All right, Bone, so here's something that we were wondering, is this going to be a major problem for Ohio State? And Ryan Day, he spoke about it on the Zoom right after the Big Ten fall season was canceled, and you could still see the pain in his eyes in that one, just for everything that he knew he had lost with this great team he was going to oversee for 2020. But he didn't seem too concerned that players would run off and transfer, at least right now, today, to try to sneak in a season in a conference that's playing. I think he even said it might be dangerous to do that, you know, going in somewhere and getting up to speed in just a matter of weeks. Well, that didn't mean no one was going to try, that you wouldn't even get, you know, some numbers that you could count on one or two hands of players in the Pac-12 or Big Ten that would try it. And UCLA has got a starting offensive tackle from the last couple years. He was a former defensive end. He slipped over to the offensive line, and he's had a pretty good career there. Jake Burton, he has officially transferred to Baylor in hopes of playing this fall. He's started 23 of the last 24 games. He's on his way to Texas, and he did say that this is what it's about. He said, "I was looking forward to finishing my college career with my Bruin teammates due to circumstances beyond anyone's control. That is not possible this year. After much thought, I have decided to enter the portal in hopes of gaining the opportunity to play football this fall." And he was a graduate senior. I don't know, Bone, if this means, like, it should, right, that he could play this year for Baylor and then next year for Baylor if he wants.
Yeah, well,
everyone's getting a blanket waiver, correct?
That's part of the issue is do these waivers then allow, I mean, you do have a lot to unpack from transfers, because if you are saying this year basically doesn't count from an eligibility standpoint, well, I wouldn't see how you could enforce someone transferring and say, no, you have to sit out a year because that's our rule. It's like, well, you just said everybody's ineligible this year. So if I do that, then, yeah, it doesn't seem like that would happen. It seems like they would allow you to play right away if you want to.
Barrett Saley has one line in this article here, and this is from the writer. It says the NCAA's new blanket eligibility waiver issued last week means that he can play as a redshirt senior in either 2020 or 21. So that's Barrett Saley's reporting on that. I'm wondering if that means because he's transferring. Like, if he was staying at UCLA, he could play, even though they're not playing. Let's just say the Pac-12 came in at the 11th hour and played a couple of games. He could play in that. And then, of course, he could still play again in 2020. But maybe since the transfer happened and he's going to get to play right away, it's either a 2020 or 21 for him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, let's find out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, let me tell you about this one right here. We go over to let's come back to the Big Ten, actually. And we might have some more time to talk about this on the Buckeye Show as well. Bill Rabinowitz of the Dispatch, he is saying that the Big Ten is considering several domes as sites for a winter 21 football season. You know, we get all that talk about how, oh, we can't play an outdoor game for the Big Ten championship. It's too cold, you know? It's December. It's late December, mid-December here in the Midwest. Well, this says that Lucas Oil, St. Louis, what's the dome there? The TWA Center or whatever it used to be called, the old dome in St. Louis.
Detroit, I don't know what it's called now.
Ford Field, the new one in Minneapolis, U.S. Bank Stadium, and possibly even Syracuse, so the Carrier Dome, were under consideration. Gene Smith confirmed that, texting yes and others back to the Dispatch when asked about those potential sites. He declined to add any more details about what this winter season might look like. We got to get it under. We got to get it figured out soon, though. We know that, because that's still coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, one would think so. By the way, we were just speculating if they were going to cancel tonight's the Thunder and Houston Rockets, Oklahoma City Thunder game. That has been boycotted as well by both of those teams. That's just coming out. And the question was, will the Lakers and Trailblazers play tonight? And LeBron James just tweeted less than 20 minutes ago, F this man, we demand change, sick of it. So I don't know. Seems like that's probably not happening either. If
it's,
you know, one of the best players in the league is tweeting the F word out and saying, we demand change, sick of it. Yeah, probably not happening tonight either. So one more on that when we come back. Also, the rundown when we come back as well. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You're going to find an accident still being worked on I-70 westbound before the 71 east split. It is causing slowdowns in this area as they work to get this clear. Watch out for traffic as it continues to build. Plan about a 5-minute delay. This traffic report is sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic brought to you by Pella Window, the most preferred window brand in Central Ohio. Visit the Pella showroom on Gemini Parkway or online at PellaColumbus.com.
It's Honda's summer clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2020 Honda Civic today for $189 a month for 36 months with $2599 due at lease signing. Civic, the best-selling compact car over the past decade for just $189 a month. Don't miss Honda's summer clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
Message and data rates may apply up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Text Warby to 64000 to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Text Warby to 64000 to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. Text Warby to 64000 to get started for free. That's W-A-R-B-Y to 64000.
Sports are coming back. And all of the action can be found at OH Sports Bar and Grill at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Enjoy the games on over 25 giant screens. Great food and local brews. Plus, dive into the crab boil, a seafood lover's dream. It's all at Hollywood Casino. Visit HollywoodColumbus.com for more.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man here for Universal Windows Direct. Are you looking to make us in gals at Universal Windows Direct? Their windows are affordable, energy efficient, and come with a warranty that lasts as long as you own your home. Call now for their exceptional offer. Buy one window, get one window free, plus zero payments and zero interest for 12 whole months. Hey, that's a year. Call them now, 614-502-5220. Check them out online, UniversalWindowsDirect.com.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. So you can put that on everything.
Like buffalo wings.
Everything.
Buffalo nachos.
Everything.
Buffalo mac and cheese?
Yes, and also things that don't start with buffalo. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Don't sweat it. Call Cure Heating and Cooling and we'll fix your air conditioner fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. The Milwaukee Bucks are boycotting their NBA playoff game with Orlando this afternoon in Florida, obviously protesting the police shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin that's been big in the headlines. It's also believed that the other two games scheduled for later, Oklahoma City against Houston and Portland against the LA Lakers, they could be subject to boycotts as well. NHL playoffs this afternoon. After two periods, Philadelphia Flyers lead the New York Islanders by a score of 3-1. Islanders lead that series 1-0. Cleveland Indians continue at home with the Minnesota Twins today. Tonight, Jose Berrios pitching for the Twins. Mike Clevenger activated and gets his first start for the Indians since violating their coronavirus limitations. Cincinnati Reds try and break a four-game losing streak as they play at Milwaukee tonight. Sonny Gray pitching for the Reds. Adrian Houser will be the starter for the Brewers. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. Quite the day in the world of sports, Tim. I don't know if we've...
Oh, man.
We've...
Oh.
It's different. We've never experienced anything like it where a full slate of playoff games tonight most likely will not be played. The one that's supposed to be being played right now between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Orlando Magic, that game is not happening. The Bucks boycotting that game in response to the shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I think I've been saying, or I've at some point said Kenosha, Washington. That's not the right state. Obviously,
Kenosha,
it's in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
it's Wisconsin. That's where Milwaukee is also,
right.
For what it's worth.
It's close to Chicago, isn't it, Bone? If I'm thinking about it on a map. I haven't done that yet, but I think it's very close to Chicago.
I don't know.
Maybe closer than Milwaukee?
Yeah, I don't know the exact geography, but for whatever it's worth, the Orlando Magic have appeared to not be accepting the forfeit, if there is such a thing in this game.
Yeah, it still says 3-1 on the box here, and it's officially listed as postponed.
I think there's a natural desire for people who have followed a sport to say, all right, so what does this mean for the X's and O's of the game? And I think that's natural, but I also think that's not the point on a day like today. That's not what this is about, right? This is not about like, oh, well, does that give the Magic a leg up in this series? No, that's not what this is. This is about something bigger. And I think that's the part that people sometimes lose sight of in sports, that we have had sports figures throughout life, you know, who have stood up for things they believed in. People may forget about Muhammad Ali. I think most people are aware he obviously famously, you know, would not join in going to the Vietnam War, protested that war.
Right.
And that led to a lot of, you know, unrest. That led to a lot of personal problems for him when it comes to his career at that time. But I think people forget. We look now at guys like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who at the time was called Lew Alcindor. And we look at guys like Bill Russell. And we say, well, those guys, you know, those players, they were around in this civil rights era. And they heard about some of these things. And they just, you know, they had to deal with a lot of things. People may have forgotten, and my friend Charles Ferguson, who is a guy I look up to and a good buddy of mine, he sent me a story just kind of recapping, like, when that was all going down, those players got behind him. Those players stood by Muhammad Ali and said, if you're mad at him, you can be mad at us too. Like, this is not something new, that players have used their platform to help inspire social change and to help stand for something that is greater than their sport. So if you see that today and you think, wow, what are these players doing? This is so weird. It is, but it's not. Like, it may be weird to you that you've not seen a player walk off a court and say, we're not going to play. But for sure, there have been players in the past who have stood up for others and said, no, if you're against him, you're against me. And so I applaud these players.
It's wild, Bone. They're, like I said last hour, they're putting their money where their mouths are. And they said that this was going to be something. They looked right into the camera lens. They typed it right into their, you know, Twitter boxes that they wouldn't be quiet about these issues anymore. And this wasn't just something that was going to appear for the first week of the restart, you know, for the first 8 games before they got into the playoff mode, and then it would tail away. That couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, it was empowering to see, you know, the courts unveiled, right? Just knowing where we've been and knowing how twisted we got as a nation when kneeling occurred for the anthem. Can't get mad at these guys for this game today, Bone, for kneeling during a national anthem, right? There was none. It's gone beyond that now, and it's gone straight to boycotting a basketball game. And it's like you said, with these other games, now the breaking news I'm seeing, like you already said, but just another confirmation, Thunder and Rockets are boycotting Game 5. So there's no way that the Magic are going to take some kind of win, because now with potentially the whole slate of games for the day, that tells you that the league is bonded in this move, as you would expect them to be. I really wonder, I was just talking with Panama Ted about another game going on up in Milwaukee tonight where Jose Garcia, a Reds prospect, is supposed to be making his first start tonight, a major league debut, $5 million bonus guy from a few years ago. Is there any contact going on? You know, these guys are friends, professional athletes. Maybe some texts going back and forth from the Bucks locker room to the Brewers clubhouse.
You know, that's
possibly
a good point.
I don't know. I do not know.
It's a good point that you bring up, and I do think that is something that don't be surprised. The NBA was the first league to cancel games due to coronavirus. They have been one of the leaders when it came to speaking about social issues and putting messages on the court and on, you know, players' uniforms and things like that. And other leagues have followed suit. Do not be surprised if other teams and other leagues look at this and say, yeah, it doesn't really make sense for us to play for a some amount of time. I would not be surprised if you see more sports. I'm just saying, I don't think these will be the only games that cancel. I think there is something big going on. And I do think it does go back to, you know, something that we've seen in the NFL with Colin Kaepernick. And I cannot believe the coincidence on this. I saw this tweet and I've been trying to find the date. Colin Kaepernick, when he first didn't stand for the anthem, when that occurred, that was 4 years ago this offseason. There have been multiple tweets, people saying that that was to this date. That was the exact date the game. I don't know if that's sure.
You're right. I think you're right, Bone. I saw that a couple of days ago that it was coming up, that the anniversary of that was coming up. So you might be on the day, or maybe it's tomorrow. I don't know. It's close, though.
I believe it was the third preseason game of that year. So that would make sense, right? This is about when you would be playing a third preseason game if there was an NFL preseason. Ted, let's go ahead and hit the rundown because there is an update on the NBA situation. So we'll give you that next.
Common Man and T-Bones, the rundown. The rundown.
We've obviously talked quite a bit about it, but we'll continue to. This is news from Adrian Wojnarowski. All games in the NBA today are postponed. Game 5 of each series will be rescheduled, says the NBA. So if you are wondering from a logistics standpoint how that works out, all games tonight canceled. There are no NBA playoffs today, all in response to the shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And that means that we will not have these games, but they will be rescheduled. Powerful message from the NBA today. Ted, let's do a yeah. So the other kind of bigger story on our radar today was OSU parents coming together and saying they are not happy with what is going on in the Big Ten. And we've known this. You talked to Randy Wade yesterday on the Buckeye Show, correct, Tim? And I know you got his thoughts.
Yeah, we did. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, if you want to tell people like kind of how that discussion went, for those who didn't get to hear it, you can also go check that out on the Buckeye Show, available via podcast. You can find that as well. But tell people how that interview went yesterday.
Yeah, no, I thought he was a really cool guy, and I've been billing him as one of the Dad of the Year candidates for everything that he's been doing and organizing. And you know, one of the questions that I asked him was, "Are you getting that feeling? Are you?" Feeling the heat or the criticism that it's just all about football, football, football. And he mentioned that he has felt like some people have been considering him to be a caveman that just wants the sport to be played at all costs. And he said that pretty much couldn't be further from the truth. He said the phrase that stuck with me is, "We might agree with you." He said that about the Big Ten. You know, we might agree with you. We would just love to see some more documentation and give us some access to the data. Do a little bit better with your reasoning and showing it to us, that transparency argument. So that was one of the things I really took away. And I also liked how he wasn't embarrassed by the fact that there were more media members at the one protest in Chicago. He talked about how his phone hadn't stopped ringing since that happened. And he's trying to, you know, look to the future. If so, what? Like, if this doesn't do anything, I think I saw one of the representatives from the Ohio State group of parents talking to the Dispatch. I think her name's Amanda Babb. And she also said, you know, the ship sailed for the season in the fall, but we've got more to look forward to in the future, you know, and we'd like to be better involved and know what's going on in that process. And Wade said some similar things about, you know, players' associations and what can be done as a result of this, and just having their voices heard on a multitude of issues, not just getting the sport to be played again.
Yeah, I think there's much to be seen as to what comes out of that. But as we talked about earlier, if the players and the parents of the players get involved to a level that says, regardless of the outcome of this fall season, there needs to be more of a consideration for what our players think, and they need to have a seat at the table when decisions are being made about the sport, I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think it changes what's going to happen this year with the Big Ten, at least in the fall, but I do think it has impact for what could happen in the winter if they do have that season. And I think that's going to have to be something where the parents are consulted, the players are consulted. here's the reality, man. If you want players to have a voice, you can't just want them to have a voice when it's something that you're for, right? I mean, is it right for college football players to have a say in how their game is played, or is it not? For those of you who are saying, listen to the players, they want to play, why aren't we allowing them to play? They should have had a say in this. Why did they have no say? This is why some of us have been yelling for years that, yes, there needs to be an organization for the players. They do need to have representatives at the table, and they need to have a voice, not just in this, but in other things that involve how the sport is played. When it comes to concussion protocol, rules changes, maybe having a cut of some of the money that's generated from this sport. I'm not saying they'll get all of that, but I am saying the players should have a voice in it because they make up the biggest stakeholders in the sport. They're the,
oh yeah.
If you had no players, you would have no college football. So that's where I think the good can come from this. The parents will have the energy for this. They will have the time for it. And they're not just going to go away when their sons get done playing football, right? I think this is something that can lead to a bigger movement. And it's very cool to see the parents getting together on this. And I hope that they will continue to keep that energy because it's needed in college sports. For far too long, people who don't have any interest in the players have had a lot of say in what happens with the players. So good. Let's continue to have these discussions going forward. Teddy, let's wrap it up.
Common Man and T-Bones, the Rundown. The Rundown.
I would like to point out to you, Tim, you know what I had in this segment just as a throwaway thing to talk about? I had McDonald's is introducing spicy chicken nuggets as a thing that maybe we could talk about a few minutes before the Rundown.
How dare you throw that away? That's
I'm not throwing it
away.
I'm just saying, like,
come on.
I had that as like, hey, before the Rundown, we usually talk about something we haven't covered yet. This spicy chicken nuggets thing came down. The McDonald's is going to debut those. So
that's
I'm excited
show,
about
man.
That. You're not kidding. I'm just saying, odd how the day has turned. When we thought we might be talking about chicken nuggets, instead we're talking about a whole league boycotting for a day. It is quite the different thing in the sports radio world today. But that's all right. It's good. Good things here. So, yeah. But if you want to know, spicy chicken McNuggets, I'm a fan. I'm ready to go. I'm going to try them out.
I'm trying them, too. I mean, is there anything better than the five-pack at Wendy's? I mean, those are phenomenal. The spicy sandwich that was debuted at Chick-fil-A that became a regular thing. McDonald's has been slacking in the spicy game. Get with the program.
They'll get it together.
Let's
go. Come
on.
They'll figure that out, and I'm excited for it when they do. We'll take a break. We come back. An SEC school has been caught cheating again because it just means more down there, Tim. Details next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. Still watching an accident on I-70 westbound before the 71 east split. It is taking a little bit to get this clear. Plan on some heavy slowdowns over here as they work on this. In the meantime, watch out for backups and please use caution as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack of up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Celebrate.
Fresh at Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
As a student at CCAD, I learned how important the details are when working on any piece, and I've dedicated my life to making wearable art, so I understand how much passion goes into creating every design. Hi, I'm Dan, Director of Design at the Diamond Cellar. We have a team of world-class goldsmiths who pride themselves on the details, bringing your jewelry back to life. From redesign to restoration, we'd love to help, because you're not just our customers, you're our neighbors and friends. Visit us here at the Diamond Cellar, proud to be Columbus's family jeweler for 70 years.
Do you like sports?
Do you like bourbon? Do you wear sweatpants for every occasion?
If you answer yes to these questions, you're James Laurinaitis' best friend.
Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Weekday mornings from 9 to noon.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now buy any three cooler beverages and get 500 bonus Speedy Rewards points.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now you can save on large whole seedless watermelons. They're a crowd favorite and on sale for just $2.88 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's Honda's summer clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2020 Honda Accord today for $239 a month for 36 months with $25.99 due at lease signing. Accord, a Car and Driver 10 best, a record 34 times for just $239 a month. Don't miss Honda's summer clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is, fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-362-2000, 362-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. I'm a private real estate investor who can solve your real estate problems fast for cash. Do you want to sell and just be done with it? Okay, great. I buy vacant properties, boarded up houses, pre-foreclosures, and inherited properties. I also buy apartment buildings, rental portfolios, divorce homes. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. I look forward to solving your real estate problems today. Give me a call for an all-cash offer at 614-362-2000, 614-362-2000.
Rollout refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. The show that will tickle you stupid. This is Man and Bone.
Game show coming up bottom of the hour. But before we get to that, let me tell you about this. Connecticut's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration is happening this weekend, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday at their location in Canal Winchester. 50 years of bringing you clean, funk-free drinking water, and of course, water for your house too, all with their Connecticut whole home water treatment system. That's what I have in my house. I have the K5 drinking water station. At this event, you can get $700 off the Connecticut K5 drinking water station and lots of other great deals too. So make sure you check them out. Only available at their store in Canal Winchester this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Get their details and info at ConnecticutColumbus.com if you want to find out all the hours, get directions to the location, all that stuff. However, I also want to make you aware of this. They are giving away a pretty cool prize pack from Connecticut. The Fan is partnering with them to give away their own prize pack, gift card to the Fan store, and one person will win all that and a Zoom call with me for 30 minutes. Now, my time is exactly 30 minutes on this, Tim, but I will do a Zoom call with one winner and all the people you want to invite to it if you go sign up. And if you win, you can go to 971thefan.com, click on the Connecticut banner to sign up to win that prize. But I have a little happy hour with one of our listeners, so I'm excited about that.
Wow. Yeah. Zoom? I mean,
Zoom happy
this might be the greatest prize in sports radio history. I mean, getting a Zoom with the great bone. I mean, here I am disappointed that my water sucks and your water's great, and you are just giving away a Zoom to one lucky guy or gal.
Got to get the funk out of your water. That's what I know. ConnecticutColumbus.com for details on all that. Timmy, let's talk about the SEC, where some cheating has been going on with one of their basketball
programs.
It's got
to be football, right? Oh, hoops.
Yeah, you know it's hoops, and you know who it is, too, because this guy had made a bunch of strong-ass offers, and it turns out got caught making some strong-ass offers. Let's talk about LSU basketball coach Will
Wade. Bicep emoji, strong-ass offer. Yeah, mm-hmm. Will
right.
Wade. So the NCAA is saying now that Will Wade was involved. We know he was involved. This is how much time it takes for this stuff to come around. We know there's documentation. We know all of this. So he's saying that he was involved in providing or helping to provide at least 11 prospective athletes or people in their inner circle with impermissible benefits. That from ESPN, which obtained those documents today. And yes, you know him from that famous FBI wiretap transcript, where that was just very public back then. And in that recording, Wade discussed providing a, quote, strong-ass offer to a high-profile recruit who was then later identified as LSU guard Javonte Smart. So, good on them, right? That was must have been one heck of an offer. And there was this is just something that's been going on for a long time now, Bone, with the Adidas scandal, the FBI investigation into college basketball. Wade was away from the team, but now he's back, but he's kind of just been kept under the thumb of those at LSU. Like, he can't get out of line. You know, he had some kind of stipulation put on him by the bosses at LSU, like a big finger wag, like, you better not do anything else or else you'll be gone. And he said, okay, I'll be fine. But Will Wade, I can't imagine that he's long for the job there anymore. No way.
Yeah, I don't understand how you can have that go on under your watch in a sport where we've always heard about how corrupt it is. And I want to be very clear, by the way, and I think, Tim, you're probably in the same boat on this to a degree, if not fully, that, look, should the players have the ability to earn money off of their likeness? We've talked about that. Like, yeah, that's a good thing. So getting money for playing basketball is not a bad thing. The problem is the way Will Wade has done it, the way others in college basketball have done it, it sets the bar in a different way for programs that are not willing to take that risk. So you have rules in college basketball. Those rules are put in place by the NCAA. Theoretically, they're supposed to be enforced by the NCAA as well. And if you put those rules in place, but then when it comes to certain programs, you look the other way, how are you ever going to have confidence from people who watch your sport that what they're seeing is legitimate? Not because that has nothing to say that players shouldn't be getting compensated in some way or another for playing basketball. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with a system that penalizes some and not others. If Will Wade and LSU are not hammered for this, then I don't understand how you can look at college basketball as, or at least as the NCAA's enforcement of the rules as legitimate.
It's not. And, you know, in this same story, Bone, the LSU football program, not to drastically switch subjects, but it is not actually just Will Wade and the basketball program that they are taking a peek at. You know, there are a few things for LSU. Among them, a level 3 violation. Remember, how could you forget Odell Beckham Jr. after the national championship game, right? Just walking out in front of everyone with wads of cash. Couldn't he have done that behind closed doors, Bone? Like, right? Like, just slip the guys some cash. Who the heck would have ever known? You're Odell Beckham Jr., for God's sakes. The kids just won the national championship. We're not yet to the point where they can make money off of themselves. But they're taking a peek at that as well. And I continue to be blown away with the hoops scandal. How is Rick Pitino still to this date the only one that is taking a fall? How is Silvio D'Souza at Kansas, the guy who would then make his way back only to almost throw a stool at someone during the KUK State brawl that erupted, how is he gone for a year plus, but nobody on the Kansas staff is suffering any kind of penalty?
How
does that happen?
Well,
so what's
people
being suspended for?
For people who don't know, obviously, you went to Kansas. I mean, that is for you to say that. Obviously, I know you root for the Buckeyes too and all that, but yeah, I mean, you're a Kansas guy that has certainly rooted for them over the years, and for you to bring that up, I mean, I think it's a pretty big statement, right? I think everyone has to acknowledge that that's a tough situation. By the way, Rick Pitino, he has fallen, of course, because he's not coaching at Louisville anymore, but
yeah, he's at Hofstra now.
I thought it was Iona.
Oh, wait, did
is
I?
It?
Yeah, Rick Pitino.
Sorry, I thought
those.
It was. Yeah, I know. It's okay.
You're right. You're
either
right.
Either way, it's a tiny
Iona
school. It's a tiny
Iona
school.
Iona College, the Gales.
Here's the thing, man. Like, I don't know how the NBA can say, yeah, or the NBA, the NCAA can say, yeah, we are totally, we are locked down and enforcing these rules. Rick Pitino is coaching in your ranks. I'm not saying that he has to be banned forever, but also, What amount of penalty did he suffer? He went to, like, the Greek League for a couple of years and then came back and coached. Was there a penalty? If there was, it was barely anything. I know that it's not that you're coaching at Louisville.
Moved, at least he got moved off his block. At least
I know,
he had
I'm
to
saying,
suffer a loss of a job at a proud institution like Louisville. I mean,
but
all
we're
these
talking
other guys,
about,
they've just remained.
I know, but we are talking about this like, well, they did enforce punishment with him. He's actually coaching again, and If anything, he's one of the few that doesn't have to worry about his job because he already kind of paid his air quotes penalty. Like, there are coaches like Will Wade, like Bill Self, who may still have to pay that penalty. Sean Miller at Arizona, we'll find out. But I don't know how the NCAA has any credibility if they don't punish those guys in severely. But that remains to be seen. We'll take a break. We come back. Game show is next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. Still watching an injury accident on Cleveland Avenue, south of East 17th Avenue. Plan on some slowdowns as traffic continues to build in this area. Watch out for backups about a 5 to 10 minute delay as they try to get this clear. This traffic report is sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Ready for a positive 2020 surprise? Here's one from Diamonds Direct. The return of our best offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing. Yes! Starting Monday the 31st, back by popular demand. Pick any item. Get the amazing value price Diamonds Direct is known for. Pay nothing down and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. And you can even finance the sales tax. Fine jewelry has never been more affordable. 5 years, zero interest on anything and everything starting September 1st. At Diamonds Direct. On route, get details, directions, and store hours at DiamondsDirect.com.
It's easy to get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. At Meijer, buy five, save five is back. Mix or match five items from across the store and save $5 instantly. Get Coca-Cola or Pepsi 24 packs for only $5.49, plus deposit where applicable. And Breyers 48-ounce ice cream for just $2.50. Plus, get all the deals delivered with Meijer Home Delivery at Meijer.com. Some exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn up to $18.50 an hour. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Look at your radio right now. If you see a little HD icon, that means you have HD radio. If you click it or just touch it, I have no idea how your radio works.
It'll magically take you to 1460 ESPN, where you can listen to the entire ESPN radio lineup. Fancy
the Fan.
If time is money, Metal Supermarket's customers spend less getting the exact metal they need. Artists, hobbyists, machine shops, maintenance professionals, manufacturers, and welders. With the deepest inventory in the business, processing capabilities, and responsive service, Metal Supermarket's customers get what they need when they need it. Need metal? They've got it. Or they can get it for you. Cuts any size and ready fast. No minimum order, maximum service. Visit the family-owned franchise at North Wilson Road or Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a U-Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
The only workplace in America to participate in the Doorknob Fart Game. And we also play office basketball and sometimes do radio. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Get in touch with your stupid.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Timmy all filling in for Common Man today. By the way, fan poll brought to you by Byers Imports by the airport. How many touchdowns will Joe Burrow throw this season with the Bengals? Timmy, your options: 13 to 15, 16 to 18.
Ooh, that's low.
19 to 21, or 22 or over.
Those are all low options right there.
So you're going with 22 or more?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can look up plenty of rookie quarterbacks who have had their touchdown numbers up at that high. And I look at the weaponry that he's going to have in that offense. I'm not saying the Bengals are going to be some playoff threat, but I also would say I give them a decent shot to get up to 6 wins and not keep him at like 1 or 2 wins this year.
Yeah, I tend to think he's going to be on the high side on touchdown throws. I think he's over 20.
Too.
I tend to think he's over 20 touchdowns. It might be like 10 or 15 picks. I'm not ready to say that as good as Joe was last year at LSU, that he's just going to walk into the NBA or NFL and dominate. But I do think that he is going to have a season that will give Bengals fans a lot of hope. And I think he could have a comparable season to what like Baker Mayfield had with the Browns in year one.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
he came in, set a lot of high expectations. Then the question will be what happens in year two. But Bengals fans got that type of year out of him. I don't think anyone would be complaining about the Joe Burrow era getting off to a really good start.
with the way that the aerial game is, just in general, if you aren't somebody that can, if you can't get to 20 touchdown passes, you're not even carrying your weight. And I think a lot of that goes for even rookies, especially number one overall draft picks. So I don't know if that was chops this morning, but we should have had like maybe 15 to 20, I don't know, 10 to 17, 17 to 20, 20 to 26, and 26 plus. That would have been a more interesting poll question.
We'll have him Shark call you tomorrow morning to set the poll question. Just
give
so
me give me 27 touchdowns and 15 picks for Joe Burrow's first year.
I think that's a reasonable expectation, especially in the modern NFL. I don't think that's completely.
That's not even two
crazy.
A game. That's not even two touchdown passes a game. Yeah. That's not even that great.
I agree. All right, let's go ahead and play the game show today. Let's do it. What do you got for me, Tim?
Bone, on such a wild day in sports here with everything going on, take a minute and just enjoy this game, okay? Because it's about food. It's about hamburgers and cheeseburgers. Real or fake hamburgers or cheeseburgers? I'm going to test you on the official names of some burgers at famous chains across the country. You will be trying to identify a word-for-word exact title of a burger. There will be real ones. There will be slightly altered, made up, or fake ones. You know how you do. Say real or fake. We'll start with number one, the double double, the double double,
double double. That sounds like it would have to be someone's got to have a double double, right? I would say yes.
Ding ding ding.
All right.
It's real and it's fantastic. And this, the double double, is from the world famous In-N-Out Burger. It's the first combo on one of the most simplistic menus in America, and therefore, in my opinion, one of the best. There is a double double, there is a cheeseburger, there is a hamburger. That's what you can order on the official menu board at In-N-Out. So I think that's awesome. Second one here, the Deluxe King Burger.
Yes, I want to say that's a Burger King that has, they have like the Rodeo King, the Bacon King. I'm going to say Deluxe King is a burger they offer.
It is not.
It is not?
Fake. No.
Really?
I altered that one. You were on the right track. I tricked you with the King, with the Burger King, and I'm spinning off of a real burger that's just called the Bacon King, but there's no Deluxe King burger.
The Bacon King
is real.
The Rodeo King, if you've not tried that, friends.
Is that like a Western thing with barbecue sauce on it?
It's onion rings, barbecue sauce, mayo, cheese.
I love the Westerns.
Yeah. It's
Bacon
not
King,
bad.
Though. Yeah, the Bacon King, two beef patties, slices of American cheese, strips of bacon topped with ketchup and mayo. Everything but the mayo is cool for me. How about number three, the Little Bacon Cheeseburger. The Little Bacon Cheeseburger.
I mean, I'm gonna say that's fake. I'm gonna say no, because you don't do bacon cheeseburger and not do it other than big. Who wants a small bacon cheeseburger?
All right, I was hoping you'd get this because I know you love this spot. It's real, so you're wrong. If you're familiar with one of the outstanding burger chains in the country, launched a stone's throw from my childhood home in Northern Virginia, I was going to the second location. It's Five Guys. And it's not really little. It's a Five Guys burger. The great thing about that is you can put whatever you want on it, but that's one patty with crispy sweet applewood smoked bacon and Kraft American cheese. All their regular burgers have two patties. If you order the little version, they're still huge, but it's just one patty is the thing at Five Guys. So number four, the quadruple steak burger. The quadruple steak burger.
All right, I'm all over the place on this, but I'm going to say that's fake, because that seems like that's too much for steak burger. Quadruple steak burger seems like too much.
It's we're going Steak and Shake with that name there. One of my favorite burger chains as well. They're so good. It's a triple steak burger. I feel like there should be a quadruple steak burger because the patties are really thin, and I can demolish a triple. And that's got the steak burger patties, American cheese, lettuce, pickle, tomato, onion, and ketchup. It's delicious. How about number five, the original slider? The original slider.
That's real. That's White Castle. Right?
Oh, yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
You're on a good streak here. That's real. American institution, Columbus's own White Castle. Love those guys. Made with 100% beef, steam grilled on a bed of onions, and served with a slice of pickle on our signature bun. Number six, the famous star with cheese.
Famous star with cheese. That one, I almost feel like that. I'm going to say that's yes. That's a real burger. Famous yes. Star with cheese.
Yes, it is. Whose burger is that?
I want to think that, the see, star. I don't know. That's got me thinking the Hardee's. Yes, that's Hardee's. I was going to say Hardee's Carl's Jr. Yeah.
Hardee's or Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr., I think, oversees Hardee's now with the name of the parent corp, but they're in different spots of the country. Hardee's, I think, operates out of North Carolina, so they're more in the southeast. It shares the name at both restaurants, though. That burger, it's the same at Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, so it's fair there. It's the Front Runner burger. It's like the big one, and it looks good. I can't say I've had it. Char-broiled all-beef patty, melted American cheese, lettuce, tomato, sliced onion, dill pickle, special sauce, mayo on a toasted seeded bun. How about number 7? The smoked cheddar Whataburger. The smoked cheddar Whataburger.
Oh, see, this is tough because I've definitely been to Whataburger. Uh-huh. I love Whataburger.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's superior to In-N-Out. Yes, I'm going to say they have a smoked cheddar.
No, fake. No smoked cheddar.
Well, you know what? Damn it, they should. Put some smoked cheddar on one of those burgers. It'd be great. Have you had the Whataburger? Do you like Whataburger?
Oh, have I had Whataburger?
Okay, yes.
There was a day I went to... There was one day I went to Whataburger 3 times.
Yes.
Pretty good, right?
This sounds good to me. Yeah, I'm totally with that.
If you're ever in Texas, Oklahoma, even down like in Destin, Florida, I'm sure you stopped there when you took the fam.
That is exactly where I went, believe it or not.
Plenty of orange and white awnings down there, and it's like a manna straight from heaven. So, 2 more for you. Number 8, let's bring it home. The Double Stack. Real or fake?
The Double Stack is completely real. It's a Wendy's go-to. It's a standard
for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course.
My guy. It's a good value. I think it's $2, maybe even a little less. 2 patties, fresh, never frozen beef with cheese, ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion. Double the beef, stacked with deliciousness. And number 9, the Big Buford. The Big Buford.
Yeah, Big Buford is a real thing.
Have you had one? You're right. Correct. Ding, ding.
No, I've not had the Big Buford. Where is the Big Buford? Why am I blanking?
Rallies.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a Big Buford. I probably
Neither
should change
have I.
that. But yeah, that is a real thing and good. All right.
Yeah. Crown jewel of their bold burger lineup. When you think burger, this is it. 2 juicy patties, all the fixings, 2 slices of American cheese, iceberg lettuce, tomato, red onion, dill pickle, ketchup, mustard, mayo on a toasted bakery style bun.
Mmm.
Doggies.
Yeah. How could that be bad? That's my answer to that particular thing. Thank you, Tim, for the game. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
We'll do the back page when we come back. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. You're going to find an injury accident being worked on Cleveland Avenue, south of East 17th Avenue. Traffic is delayed in this area and still continues to... Please get this clear. About a 5 to 10 minute slowdown in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
We are open and here to help. This is Mike Weens, president of Care Heating and Cooling. In the time of COVID-19, safety is more important than ever. For your protection, Care has implemented procedures to keep you, your family, and our technicians safe. These procedures include no contact service calls, regular hand washing, and frequent sanitation. Our techs are wearing face masks and protective coverings. If you have any special safety requests, just let us know, and we'll do everything we can to accommodate. To help make your home safer, Care can install super efficient filters that remove particles as small as some viruses and UV lights designed to kill germs. Care can clean your air ducts and is Central Ohio's leading duct sealing company using AeroSeal, a process designed to make your ductwork airtight. Care has been here for you for over 25 years and will be here the next 25 as well. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or schedule online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste, but we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches. And our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic pie.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
Why is Culver's such a treat for so many families? Here's a hint. This treat is thick and creamy, and everyone can get it any way they like. Our fresh, frozen custard. We craft it in small batches throughout the day to make our guests stay, using fresh dairy from America's family farms. Shakes, cones, sundaes, concrete mixers, flavor of the day. Oh, and the toppings.
Who says you can't please everyone? There's more than one way to dessert at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Morning juice.
Like, I'm an emotional sports fan. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'll have a good cry every now and again. Like, sometimes you just gotta let them flow.
Morning juice.
Sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home. Even if you have zero computer experience, instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Flu season is just around the corner, and now you can get your flu shot right here for free. Schedule your appointment today at Kroger.com/flu.
Buying new windows and doors for your home is something you want to do only once. Bobby Carpenter here for your local Pella Windows and Doors. When you choose Pella, you know you're getting superior products, whether it's their number one wood-rated windows and patio doors or their vinyl series that are 83% stronger than ordinary vinyl products. Plus, Pella has a great sale going on right now. 50% off installation or take advantage of 48 months no-interest financing. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaColumbus.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Final segment of the program. Timmy Hall has been filling in here on Man and Bone, which is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Timmy, thanks for doing this all week. We've appreciated it. I know tomorrow you're going back to just the Buckeye show, but
can you believe it? Why are you sending me back there? No more time here. Just go do the Buckeye show.
Yeah, I know, right? It's going to be quite the change for you where you get up and say, oh, I don't have to do 17 hours of radio today. This is incredible. Maybe I can see my family.
Good.
Help
out with the e-learning. Make sure we get that iPad juiced up and operating at full capacity.
My kids, because we're on the hybrid program where they're going for part of it, but not every day. They're going 2 days on, 3 days off. Yeah, I don't know. Yep. But this week school started, but they don't go back till tomorrow for their half of the class. So they've been living this week like, oh, yeah, we're not in school. And it's like, well, you just don't have the computer yet, because when they go to school, they get the computer. And once that comes home, it's full time Monday through Friday, regardless of if you're there or you're here, you're doing schoolwork. So like today was kind of their last official day of summer where they're still soaking it up. Even though they had little projects to work on, they got those out of the way, but they're living it like, yeah, we're still on summer vacation. And I think tomorrow's going to be a harsh reality for them to realize, nope, there's no more summer vacation. Now you're going back to a school for the first time. I mean, you got to think about it that way. for my kids, it's like the first time in 6 months they've been in a school building. It's the longest break they've ever had. Jack, I'm sure it'll be even longer because he's not back yet, not to going in yet. So, yeah, it's definitely an adjustment, I know, for a lot of these kids going in. So
I think most of the school systems around Columbus, they broke free, you know, pretty soon after the pandemic hit. Didn't they all send them home, like, really shortly after the pandemic came through? When the sports league shut down in mid-March there, I think we were home in March. I can't tell you I'm remembering exact dates on those things of, oh, this is the day they sent the kids home from school. I'll tell you, I remember the day the tournament died. That was March 13th. I'll never forget that day as long as I live. That's that date. I'll know exactly how I was sitting and how Beamer threw his hands up from his desk and just said, oh, the tournament's canceled. And I'm just, what? Like, we knew it was coming, too. But it was just the way he said it when the official word came up in that NCAA tweet with the blue hue glowing around the graphic. I'm like, ah, yeah, that's a real thing. That means it's done. But, yeah, those kids, they had a long, glorious summer, one that they'll hopefully never have again. And we need to get them back to the brick-and-mortar schools so they can have some communication and be around other young kids and live, learn, and grow. All that good stuff.
Yeah. It is. It's definitely been a weird 6 months. There's no denying that.
Did you see this, Bone? Did you, before you go on, the Brewers, I'm seeing from a lot of different Brewers reporters that seems to be in motion right now. At the very least, Clubhouse was already chatting. So there's a lot of talks right now with if they're going to play that game tonight up in Milwaukee, which they don't have a lot of time to decide that. That's a 7:10 first pitch. But, of course, the Cincy Reds, they are up there, and the Brewers are talking about it.
Yeah. Well, like you said, I don't think this is going to be the NBA today. Basically, forfeited, boycott, whatever word you want to use, they are not playing any playoff games today in response to the shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So they are, you know, making a stand on that, and I don't think that's going to be the only league that is impacted by that decision. I think other leagues will follow suit as well. So we'll keep you up to date on that. But Timmy, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Coming up tonight on the Buckeye Show, we got one more night with our friend Matt Andrews. Of course, we'll go back over what the parents were doing, a story that we talked about if you missed it here during Man and Bone. And there was yet another setback for a young Buckeye in the NFL that I think a lot of us had high hopes for with what he would do in the league. Also, Bone, Urban Meyer and the Big Bear Joey Bosa, they were on a little like half-hour-long Fox college football show just sharing thoughts and views about the 2014 championship team. So we'll do some of that, and we'll talk a little bit about some transfer fear as well with the story of this kid bolting UCLA. I don't want to say he's bolting. He wanted to play football this fall.
Wanted to go somewhere else.
To Baylor. Yeah, he's had every right to do so. We'll talk about if the fear is still there for Ohio State players doing that.
There you go. 1 hour Buckeye Show is next, and then the final season recap edition of Inside Edge. So one more look at the Blue Jacket season. And then after that, Timmy, what's coming up beyond Inside Edge?
Beyond the Inside Edge is the 11 Warriors radio hour.
Oh, and then what's coming up?
No, and then listen, beyond the 11 Warriors radio hour is a little thing called You'll See. And then at 10:15, Stars and Avalanche, Game 3. And after that, another thing called You'll See.
Look at you. I threw you a curveball, and you just walloped it. You destroyed it. Knocked it right out of the park.
That was a Fernando Tatis Jr.
Oh, it was.
Grand slam.
You should backflip after that one. That was very good.
All right.
Back page. Let's do it then.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
All right, Timmy, take it away.
Bone, basically all I wanted to do in this back page with you, because I didn't get it in last night when we were talking about that, fee, remember? The $30 price point that Disney Plus was going to set for the movie Mulan.
Yes.
I also wanted to pick your brain on the trailer that dropped. Come on, Batman fans. Like, you know me.
Oh,
I loved the Chris Nolan trilogy, maybe more than any trilogy in history. And I am a Marvel guy all the way. I don't think the DC world even compares. Marvel has smoked DC at every single turn in what they've done for the MCU in the movies. And they've killed them in the box office, too. But I gotta say, Robert Pattinson, getting a look at him as Bruce Wayne, seeing just the hair, the eye shadow, hearing a little bit of the voice in the trailer, I'm kind of digging it. I'm kind of intrigued to see what Matt Reeves, the Batman, does here, aren't you?
Yeah, I am very excited to watch The Batman as that one comes out. Not until 2021, but the trailer was released. If you are interested in that and you'd like to hear a longer form discussion, myself, Chops, and Daniel Barnett, those two host Nerd Association podcast we have here at The Fan. We all three sat down and talked about that today, and I believe that episode will come out tomorrow night. Yeah, I think tomorrow night
Batman?
Or Friday morning. Yeah, we talked about,
must be nice.
It's not just that. We talked about a lot of the DC movies that are coming out in the next 18 months. But if you would like to hear our discussions of that, The Suicide Squad, and Wonder Woman 84, among others, go check it out. You can subscribe via Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, Nerd Association. It's there. Go subscribe and check that episode when it comes out probably Friday morning.
You must have had fun talking about that.
Someone should have called you, maybe. Have you on.
Sounds like a good time talking about comic book movies.
If you want, Tim, I could put in a good word with Chops. I don't know if you can get a hold of him, but I have his number. I can call Chops if you'd like for you, because I don't know if he would take your call. But
I don't want to impose. I don't want to step on any toes.
All right. That is it for us. I've just fired up Timmy. So the Buckeye Show with Matt Andrews should be a lot of fun. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Timmy, thanks again for coming in. It is Man and Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. You'll find an injury accident still being worked on Cleveland Avenue, south of East 17th Avenue. It's taking a little bit to get this clear. Please be extra cautious over here as traffic continues to build. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute slowdown in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Everstream, the business-only fiber network. At Everstream, the business-only fiber network, they believe business deserves better. Everstream's full-service approach to business connectivity delivers the speed and reliability that businesses demand. Everstream, faster fiber, better business. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic is brought to you by Monogram Homes. Start your true custom home journey today with a builder you can trust. Monogram Homes. Visit Monogram Homes online at monogramhomes.net.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
My most important job is mom, and I also make a living at my dream job. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm the fashion jewelry buyer at the Diamond Cellar. I get to scour the world for amazing pieces and bring them back to Columbus. I envision the woman who will fall in love with each piece, who she is and what she's celebrating. And when it happens, I'm thrilled.